Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Was there to hear it. A combination of two previously unsuccessful vaccines cut the risk of people becoming infected with HIV by 31%. Now he says it's back to the lab.
And find out what factors actually help prevent the infection.
AIDS activist Mitchell Warren calls it one of the building blocks to a vaccine.
Today's finding is the biggest block we've ever had. It is not the whole building.
Indeed, this vaccine worked against a strain of HIV common in Thailand. What the researchers don't know is if it'll work on strains here in the U.S. or Africa. Nick?
From the General Assembly to the Security Council, President Obama this morning continues his first appearances at the United Nations. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering and joins us live.
And just over an hour from now, he becomes the first U.S. president to chair a Security Council meeting. The main issue, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons.
If we fail to act, we will invite nuclear arms races in every region and the prospect of wars and acts of terror on a scale that we can hardly imagine.
The council is expected to approve a U.S. resolution calling for increased disarmament efforts and reducing the risk of nuclear terrorism. North Korean and Iranian nuclear programs just add to the urgency. The president's ultimate goal, a world without nukes. Live in New York, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Iran's president took his turn at the UN General Assembly microphone last night. In his speech, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad blasted U.S. capitalism, Washington's allies, and Israel. But he also said Iran was willing to offer the hand of friendship to any country honestly interested in conciliation. Now, he said nothing about Iran's nuclear ambitions, but it was on the mind of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as she met with her counterparts from several countries preparing for a meeting October the 1st on the Iranian nuclear program. She says the group is worried.
It has serious concerns about Iran's lack of compliance to date, particularly on the unanswered questions about the possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program.
Well, during an interview with CBS News correspondent Katie Couric, Ahmadinejad, here through an interpreter, claims Iran has been forthcoming.
In fact, if you look at the numerous reports issued by the International Atomic Energy Agency, it indicates that the agency has access to our facilities and that, in fact, it has not seen any deviation from the peaceful path.
Well, this afternoon, the world stage shifts from the east side of New York to Pittsburgh and the start of the G20 summit. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is there.
Plywood on the windows of this clothing store here in Pittsburgh's upscale Shadyside neighborhood, as if preparing for a hurricane. In this case, this business is guarding against a possible storm of violence.
Back up a little bit, Paul, to get along with that one.
Into the night, concrete barriers were dropped blocks from the meeting site. Sirens surrounded skyscrapers.
The thought of anarchists coming in makes it a little bit different.
A promised anarchist action today is just one public safety concern for city medical director Dr. Ron Roth.
The other wild card in this is the potential for an explosion, poison, infectious agent.
So far, protests have been nonviolent, but there is anger waiting for an outlet.
The policies of the G20.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's back to court today for Najibullah and Mohammed Zazi. The father and son are accused of lying to FBI agents investigating their suspected ties to Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is weighing in on the case and where it's going.
I think we have probably not found everyone who is involved with the people who have been arrested. The investigation continues, but I don't think that on the basis of what we know now, that there is any imminent threat out there.
Holder made his comments on CBS's 60 Minutes. Health officials in Larimer County are looking for as many as 100 people to staff clinics giving H1N1 immunizations. The county hopes to open a number of clinics by the end of October. In sports, the Rockies lost to the Padres last night. They now have a 4-game wild card lead over both the Giants and the Braves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive as things do get up and running already. We've got a crash blocking up the left lane. This is southbound I-25 right around 36. So we're seeing extremely slow speeds as you're heading downtown from out of the north. They've cleaned up a wreck westbound I-70 that occurred right around Steele. That one was earlier this morning. We've got a surface street crash. This is on Federal just north of I-70, auto versus pedestrian. And then a car clipped a deer. This is in the foothills eastbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pissant.
Just shut up, will you? Shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
General Petraeus signs on for more troops in Iraq. Put more pressure on President Obama. Hey, hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's a big September 24. And President Obama wrapping up his time at the United Nations today and then heading off with a summit on nuclear disarmament. Very, very important. Maybe the most important meeting of his time in New York, and then off to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of all places, for the G20 summit. Busy week on the international diplomacy front. We've been following that for you, as well as everything going on here in Washington, D.C. on healthcare reform. So wherever it's happening, we're on top of it, giving you a chance to weigh in with your comments at 866-55-PRESS. Thanks for being part of the show. Really appreciate hearing from you at 866-55-77-377. Or via your emails and comments, which keep flooding in to BillPressShow.com. That's our website. Check it out today. And also for all of you out in the Madison, Wisconsin area, at 92.1, the mic. I'm heading your way. I'm so excited to join Stephanie Miller. We're going to have a big, big party on Saturday night, October 10. Go to the website under events page and find out how you can, where you get your tickets through 92.1. And come on down and join us, and we'll just have a good time. Anything goes. I mean, you get Stephanie Miller there, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild night. I am not responsible for anything that Stephanie says or does.
Or drinks.
Exactly. At these events. But the two of us together, we're good friends, and we always have a good time together. So check it out. And while you're there, sign up for your podcast. You got to be a full-fledged member of the Bill Press team here. If you get your mug in hand, and we've got a free mug for you if you sign up for your podcast, buy a podcast monthly or yearly subscription this week. Good offer, good through midnight tomorrow night. Barack Obama, Bill Press, Yes We Can morning mug on its way to you as a gift for signing up for a podcast this week. All at BillPressShow.com. And Team Pressed is back intact. Full force this morning, Dan Henning and Peter Ogburn. What do you say, guys?
Hello there.
Bill.
And, you know, a new member of Team Press this morning. I mean.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's back. I think James Trafficant. He's
an honorary member.
James Trafficant. He's looking for a job. And, you know, he's thinking he might even want to run for Congress again. He was on Hardball yesterday with a new rug.
Yeah.
You know, they took his rug away when he went to prison. And this one is not as crazy as the last one he had.
Oh, it's pretty bad. And you're right, it's not as bad as the old one.
It's not as bad. No,
it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, but not as bad. I mean, the last one really looked like it was like a weed whacker, you know, had gotten into.
This one just looks like a dead raccoon on his hand. So not nearly as bad.
But he's come out of there. Let's put it this way. He's not a forgiving man. He's not saying, you know, let's just move on and forget the past. Mm-mm. Not Trafficant.
Well, will you still talk like a politician like you're running for office again?
You never know. I may. I want to get the IRS, kick them in the crotch real good. I want to reform the Justice Department, who investigates themselves when they commit crimes, as they did in my case, and it's going to explode before it's over.
Yeah.
Kick the IRS in the crotch.
I know. He was on national television, so I'm glad he didn't say kick him in the balls.
Because that would be weird.
That would not have been nice. No.
I want this guy to be president. I love this guy. This is amazing. Kick him in the crotch.
Now you are starting to understand why Tucker and I always considered him our favorite guest on the Spin Room.
Oh, I can easily see why.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, because he never showed up sober. He was always drunk, and that made it a lot more fun. Sam Stein, White House reporter for Huffington Post.
We think he's sober.
Sam Stein?
Yeah, we think Sam is sober.
I wasn't saying he was sober, but he is back from his honeymoon. We're going to talk to him about all the latest with Barack Obama just a little bit later here in this hour. And Eric Cantor, he's got the Republican answer to health care. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Thursday, other headlines making news, a disturbing revelation from a former childhood actress this week. In an interview with People magazine, Mackenzie Phillips says she had a consensual, incestuous relationship with her father, John Phillips, a member of the 1960s band The Mamas and the Papas. Mackenzie tells all in a new book called High on Arrival. She blames most of what she did on drugs.
Yeah, and what does she think of her father after having sex with his daughter?
I think my father was not a bad man. He was kind of a testament to what drugs and alcohol in huge quantities can do to a person's priorities, their motives.
Yeah, an outstanding role model for American dads. God, what a sick family. What a sick story.
The NBA may be getting its first non-North American team owner. ESPN reports a Russian billionaire is in the midst of a deal to hold an 80% stake in the New Jersey Nets to the tune of about $200 million. The money from Mikhail Prokhorov, described as Russia's richest man, would give current principal owner Bruce Ratner the money he needs to move the Nets to Brooklyn.
Well, I hate it, but why not? I mean, the Japanese own half of our high rises, and the Chinese own the other half, and now the Russians are going to own our sports teams.
Did they move the New Jersey Nets to Brooklyn?
Yeah. New stadium.
Does that seem a little weird? The New Jersey Nets in Brooklyn?
Well, the New York Giants.
The Los Angeles Rams play in Anaheim.
Yeah, the New York Giants.
There's no loyalty anymore. No loyalty anymore. People, these owners don't care about the cities or their franchise anymore. No.
And if New York had a basketball team, they wouldn't have to do that. Sorry, Knicks fans.
And the Hope.
I was just waiting for that. Yeah.
The Hope Diamond has lived in a setting at the Smithsonian Institution for 50 years, but today, no more. The Washington Post reports the 45-carat gem was taken out of its setting yesterday to stand on a simple, discreet bracket to give the public a better look at its rare beauty. It will be put back into its regular enclosure in the spring.
You know, I must say, I've been to the Natural History Museum a dozen times, and I always see that sign for the Hope Diamond. Yeah. I've never gone to see it.
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out. It's kind of neat. It's always got a huge crowd around it, but it's neat.
I care about a diamond. I'd rather see the stuffed alligators or something.
I always go to the animals first, but my wife always drags me up to see the diamond.
hoping you'll get an idea.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why they call it the Hope Diamond.
By the way, before we get back into healthcare, we've got the monitors on with the morning shows. So get this. Fox is promoting the story of Barack and Michelle, the in-depth story of the Obama marriage. They're promoting on Fox. What the hell is that all about? I mean,
something's up. I smell a rat.
Yeah, I smell a rat. So I've seen that. And I'm thinking, what? Oh, man. God, they won't give it up. Will not give it up. And Republicans won't give up trying to derail health care. Yeah, just a little update here. You know what's going on mainly everything is kind of on hold while the Finance Committee, at least the Gang of Six, is not meeting anymore. That circus has stopped. I mean, that was just such a total waste of time. Yeah, what came out of the Gang of Six? Nothing. How many Republicans did we pick up? None. How much progress did we make? Not at all. Yeah, except dropping the public plan option, if you consider that progress. So at least the finance Committee is what they call in the markup right now. They are going over amendment after amendment after amendment. So far, not one Republican has agreed, despite accepting some amendments, not one Republican has agreed they're going to vote for this. I was on MSNBC last night with Ed Schultz on the Big Ed Show, and, you know, he and I and Jack Rice, who was also on, all agreed. It's pretty clear. Look, it's very clear. It's been clear for a long time. Republicans do not want health care reform. They're fighting it. They're not going to vote for it. So the Democrats just have to say, we recognize that. It's too bad, but we're moving on without you. Get 50 Democrats together, get it through reconciliation, and get serious and get a bill on the governor's desk. Even Olympia Snowe, the one that everybody was saying, well, maybe we can get her. Maybe we can get her. Yesterday, she gave this big speech saying, I feel like I'm being rushed. I want more time. I want to do my job. What's the hurry? Why can't we take another 2 weeks? Why can't we take another month? Listen, you've had 9 months already, okay? So this idea of dragging it out for another 2 or 3 months, you know what they want to do? They want to drag it into 2010 so they can kill it. And the Democrats, Harry Reid, cannot let that happen in the United States Senate. Meanwhile, over on the House side, this is incredible. Wait till you hear this if you haven't heard it already. So Eric Cantor, Virginia Republican, number two guy, Republican in the House, and Bobby Brown, I think. Is that his name? No. Bobby Scott, right? Who is a Democratic congressman in the next district. They held a town hall meeting together on health care. And here's a woman who stands up. Her name is Patricia Churchill. And she comes up with, you know, we hear so many of these all the time. Here's a real-life story about a friend of hers.
I have a very close relative, a woman in her early 40s, who did have a wonderful, high-paying job, owns her own home, and was a real contributing member of society. She lost her job. Just a couple of weeks ago, she found out that she has tumors in her belly and that she needs an operation. Her doctors told her that they are growing and that she needs to get this operation quickly. She has no insurance. But this person is a very close member of my family. She's ill, and she has no way to have this operation. So I'm asking you, what would you do?
Boy, I got to tell you, what a powerful woman there, and what a question, and what a sad story, but not that unusual. I mean, there are literally millions of people like that, maybe not with the same illness, but with similar stories. We hear them all the time around the country, all right? So here's the question. All right, you're against Obama's health care plan. You say you don't like that. Here's a real-life story. What's your answer, Mr. Smarty Pants? Listen to Eric Cantor groping for some answer.
First of all, I guess I would ask what the situation is in terms of income eligibility and the existing programs that are out there. Because if we look at the uninsured right now, there is probably 23-24% of the uninsured that is already eligible for an existing government program. Beyond that, I know that there are programs, there are charitable organizations.
I mean, can you believe that? I mean, how callous, how cold-hearted can you be? He just sounds like a technocrat. It's pretty clear he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't know what the hell he is talking about. This woman that she's referring to obviously is not old enough for Medicare. She is not poor enough for Medicaid. So she, like millions of Americans, falls through the cracks. These are the very people that President Obama is trying to help and Democrats are trying to help by making health care coverage universal and by providing a public plan option. And while they're against it, so what is the answer? Now, notice when he's groping for an answer, he says, well, there's got to be an existing government program out there. Wait a minute. Their whole crusade is against government-run health care. Right? They're talking about the socialism. We can't let this happen. We can't let the government run health care. When he's asked and presented with a real-world situation, a real person who needs help, what does he say? Well, let's look for an existing government program. It is just absolutely amazing. It's astounding to me that, and so apparent that the Republicans don't have an answer. They have not put a plan on the table. They don't know what they're talking about. And you know what else? Let me just say it. They don't care. They do not care about people who don't have enough money to buy health insurance or don't have health insurance. They've got their health insurance, and they could give a damn about all the rest. Eric Cantor's got the best program you could ever have as a member of Congress. He doesn't care about that woman. Let me tell you another reason he doesn't care about that woman. I love your take on it. 866-55-PRESS. I think this just exposes, it exposes how ignorant and how cruel that these Republicans are on this issue. 866-55-77-377. I'll tell you, this other woman, this person that she was talking about, this is something else that she's got. I'll tell you what she's got going against her as far as Eric Cantor is concerned. She's a woman, she's poor, she's black, and she's probably a Democrat. And Eric Cantor could care less about anybody with health insurance. Same with all the rest of the Republicans. Forget them. Forget them. They're bad people. They're evil people on this issue. They're going against what is best for this country and what's best for most Americans, and we've spent too much time playing around with them. 866-55-PRESS.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Major delays coming out of North Glen into Denver.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining,
shocking.
news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Kacey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Here, AM 760.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Okay, seriously, if you missed it, you gotta stop beating yourself up. We know you're feeling bad. Well, everyone else has been going on and on all week about this new comedy on NBC, the one at the community college with Joel McHale and Chevy Chase. Lucky for you, tonight's episode of Community is even better. It's real easy to find. It's right after The Office. Just show up at 8, 7 Central with a live SNL weekend update and stay right through Jay Leno. So tomorrow, you'll know what everyone's laughing about. New comedy, NBC Tonight.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Yourself absolutely, absolutely makes sense. And let's see how many would do it. Here's Dan up in Boston. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you.
As you know, this is a pretty hot button issue for me, as it is for many Americans. That woman, man, that's just sad. And you know what's even sadder is that Eric Cantor was essentially saying to this woman, "Look, I'm a rich guy.
Yeah.
I'm an extremely rich guy who doesn't share any of the concerns that you're raising right now." It was almost like she was speaking a foreign language to him. Charities? You want her to beg for the mercy of a charity? You know what? This is a job for Larry Flint. He should stake out a guy to follow Eric Cantor and his family to and from every doctor's visit they have from now until the end of time and see just what kind of bill he wraps up.
You got it, Dan. You got it. I know. I hear your passion on this. We all ought to be upset at a jerk like that.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt in some cases up to 50% and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Avoid I-25 on the southbound side coming out of Thornton and North Glen if you can. Got a crashed left lane at US 36. Single-digit speeds kick in back past 120th Ave. Auto pet accident, Federal just north of I-70. Also got a crash in the high country, Carr versus Deer, eastbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain. Jams kick in around Mount Vernon. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy and cool. Scattered rain showers in the morning and afternoon. Look for a high around 58 degrees. Currently, it's 44 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner. Your King Soopers Pharmacy is offering flu shots to help you stay healthy, and they're so convenient. Stop in and ask about the flu shot program at your King Soopers Pharmacy.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident?
That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because they got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
1-800-507-4221.
Visit BillPressShow.com right now. Buy a podcast account. Get a free Bill Press mug. This week only at BillPressShow.com.
Thursday, September 24, the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast. At 33 minutes after the hour, President Obama leading a summit on nuclear disarmament this morning at the United Nations, and then heading off to Pittsburgh for the G20 summit, a busy week of international diplomacy for the President of the United States, which means it's been kind of quiet around the White House. But Sam Stein, the White House political reporter, never rests. He's keeping track of it anyhow. Hello, Sam. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bill. Good to talk to you, too.
How's married life?
It's amazing. I'm, 3 weeks in. I haven't had any problems yet, knock on wood.
So, very, very good. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Haven't seen you. Just back from your honeymoon. And
And, you missed a lot of fun stuff when you were gone, but you can catch up.
I don't think I missed it, Bill, but...
Well, we missed you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Hey, so let's talk about the UN for a little bit. I mean, it's tough when you have to share the stage with Muammar Gaddafi and Ahmadinejad and God knows who else. Do you think the president, made any progress or scored at all at the UN?
I think he did. I think you're right, though. The theatrics and histrionics of Muammar Gaddafi were definitely stole the show for me. I was sitting at my desk and I couldn't take my eye off the 2-hour speech. It was amazing.
Well, it's 96 minutes and he's allotted 15.
Okay, right. So it wasn't 2 hours, but it was crazy and it was enjoyable. And I was emailing with some reporters who were there and they were saying this is really something to behold. Which to your point, unfortunately upstaged the president.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I think Obama gave a very solid speech. You know, he's definitely trying to chart out, obviously trying to distance himself from the Bush foreign policy. I don't think there's anyone who would confuse the two. But he's about tough love. I think that's sort of the takeaway that I got from it, mm-hmm. which is that everyone's got to, make a sacrifice if we want to chart out a different global community. And, typically he's going to get nailed by people like former Ambassador John Bolton, who is on Fox News literally 10 seconds after the speech concluded and already denounced it. I don't know when he had time for analysis. But
when has he ever had time for analysis?
Yeah, exactly. But, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because I'm glad to see that Obama is, sticking to his guns on some of these issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Well, I thought the message that, he's addressed to the Assembly, which was, he made several points, but the point that you can't count, the United States is not going to do this alone, and you can't expect us to do it alone. Everybody here's got to pitch in, right? Everybody here's got some responsibility. You got to step up to the plate. I thought that was a strong message and an important one.
Yeah, it's a very strong message. Of course, it's easier to deliver that message than to, expect action on it, of course. And you're seeing that right now in Afghanistan, where theoretically the world community has a stake. Everyone in the world community has a stake in contributing troops, but the United States is not going to get any additional troops from any of its allies in there. The message is strong, and I think it's a good one. And likewise, the idea that each country needs to make sacrifice, I think, is a good one. When it comes time to affecting action, that's when, the people in the administration really have their work cut out for them, unfortunately.
Yeah, and, for the one big difference, clearly, or a couple of big differences. Here you had a president of the United States, right, who says elections don't have consequences. Now you have a president of the United States who is leading the discussion on global warming, and today leading the discussion on nuclear disarmament.
As opposed to backing away from it, which is huge. It's a nice thing to see. It's refreshing. It's fortunate. And, I'm hoping to see some good results out of it. And like you said, it's to reflect back 1, 2, 5 years ago when the United States was just basically distancing itself from any of these international agreements were ostensibly for good purposes. Contrasting it to now is amazing. So, yes, elections do have consequences.
White House reporter from HuffPost, Sam Stein, here on the Bill Press Show. So, Sam, you mentioned the meeting with those countries who have sent troops in for our, I love that phrase, peacekeeping missions, right?
Yeah.
Namely Afghanistan. That's the big decision facing the president now. Now General Petraeus has come out in the last 24 hours supporting General McChrystal's request for more troops. And Condi Rice warned the president yesterday what might happen if he doesn't send those troops right away. Here she is.
Our national security interests are very much tied up in not letting Afghanistan fail again and become a safe haven for terrorists. It's that simple. If you want another terrorist attack in the United States, abandon Afghanistan.
If you want another terrorist attack in the United States, abandon Afghanistan. That puts the pressure on, Sam.
Actually, no, it doesn't, I have to say. Condi Rice has very limited credibility on this one. There's multiple video clips now surfacing of her declaring that the Afghanistan war was over, the Taliban was defeated, so I don't know what war she's thinking of if she'd already declared victory. Moreover, if we're talking about abandoning Afghanistan, I think it's fair to say that the Bush administration takes the cake on that one, diverting troops to Iraq. So I don't really. I take Condi Rice's assessment of the situation with a bit of grain of salt, also in the context that that former crowd of Bush administration officials is very well tuned at fear mongering. So, you know, Obama does have a big decision on his hands. It's not. I don't think it's. I don't think we should talk about it in terms of whether, you know, America will be attacked if he doesn't send troops. I think that's a bit alarmist. But there are serious foreign policy thinkers in Democratic circles who wanted to send troops. I mean, the majority do not. And then there are serious foreign policy thinkers in Republican circles who don't want him to send troops, notably George Will, who wrote that op-ed a couple weeks ago. And, you know, the only one who knows what he's going to do, I think, is Obama.
Yeah.
But the pressure is immense.
And then you've got Biden, who's come up with this sort of middle strategy, which is, you know, let's change the mission, you know, to almost like a strike force against Al-Qaeda in both Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, and this is interesting. I talked to Robert Greenwald, who is a progressive filmmaker and has been really, you know, doing some of the best work in terms of reporting on Afghanistan.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. I can't wait to see that new movie.
I know, it's going to be amazing. And I talked to him, and he made a really astute observation, which is that at some point in the past couple weeks, we don't know when and where, our mission in Afghanistan changed from a counterterrorism mission to a counterinsurgency mission. And it's the wrong approach. We should be doing counterterrorism. The counterinsurgency aspect would, of course, require a military solution, but that's not why we're in Afghanistan. And the president has said himself, we're in Afghanistan to defeat Al-Qaeda, a terrorist organization that's proliferated to other places instead of Afghanistan, notably Pakistan. So once we've changed the mission, now we've changed, of course, the means to solving it. And in that regard, I think Biden is trying to reel it back in, saying, listen, we're not there to stabilize the country per se, although that'd be nice, and it might help with counterterrorism. We're there to defeat Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda may not even be there. So we need to be, you know, better streamlined in terms of our military operations, you know, better mindset in terms of what we're trying to do, and we have to have defined objectives. And I think we saw yesterday Biden might be winning out, but again, who knows until the president actually makes a final decision.
I was on the Ed show with MSNBC. You weren't there last night.
I know. I'm trying to get the rest off my honeymoon, so I'm going out on Friday.
But I'll tell you who was on was Robert Greenwald was on, okay? And he showed a little clip of Petraeus admitting that the Al-Qaeda are no longer in Afghanistan. They're in Pakistan.
Yeah,
so, it sort of undercuts the whole idea that by sending more troops to Afghanistan, we're going to be helping defeat Al-Qaeda.
Also undercuts the notion that that Afghanistan would be a, you know, geographic base for Al-Qaeda. In fact, this is a global terrorist network that could find, that doesn't really need a land base per se. It needs a base of, you know, they just need a security network of a way to share information. It's silly to think that if we don't win over Afghanistan, if we do win Afghanistan, then all of a sudden Al-Qaeda is done. That's just not the way it's going to be. We need to go have a different mindset when it comes to defeating terrorism. And one more point. I just finished Jane Mayer's book, which I shouldn't admit. I should have read it a while ago. But she makes the argument, and I think very convincingly, that
Jane Mayer's book called
The Dark Side. Sorry. Jane Mayer is a New Yorker reporter who is one of the best national security reporters in town.
Absolutely.
And she makes the argument that, you know, for all the failures that led up to 9/11, the fact remains that we could have prevented those attacks if we had streamlined our intelligence operations properly, that there were enough warnings there to actually get in the way of the attack. And I take from that if we aren't occupying Afghanistan, it doesn't mean that we're going to get hit by another terrorist attack. We just need to be better about preventing terrorist attacks. And so, you know, again, it comes back to what the president decides, but I think and I hope that he has a different mindset to solving this terrorist issue than simply a militaristic one.
Well, the parallel to what we said about the president's different approach at the United Nations, and this is something Ed and I talked about last night, a different approach on this issue of sending more troops too, which is this president, rather than just send the troops and then try to figure out why the hell we sent them, is saying, no, that's backwards. Let's figure out what our mission is. If the strategy is still working, even a strategy that he himself adopted a couple of months ago, he is now willing to reconsider and to question to make sure we're still doing the right thing before he makes a decision about sending troops.
And I love how he's getting hit for it. Mitt Romney called him. I went to this neoconservative conference these past couple of days. Mitt Romney called him Hamlet in the White House. You know, John McCain was warning that, you know, if he waited one more day, he's risking American lives.
Right.
It's It's as if the time for, you know, reflection and introspection and discussion didn't exist in that, you know.
Well, I mean, George Bush never gave anything a thought, right? I mean, he was incapable of thinking. Yeah. They don't know how to deal with someone who does think things through. Yeah, and John Boehner said, why are we wasting time talking about health care, right? We should be talking about Afghanistan.
That's the other thing I noticed, and maybe this is a bad comparison, but, you know, when it comes to domestic, you know, priorities, the Republican Party, you know, there is no penny that is, you know, not debated over. And you know, how dare we, you know, consider spending X number of dollars on improving the health care of America. But when it comes to, you know, building up Afghanistan institutions and sending more military forces over there, you know, open up the wallet. Who cares what it costs? And I don't know if that's necessarily a fair comparison, because clearly, you know, we're talking about terrorism, and it holds a, you know, touches a specific nerve in the American psyche. But, no. I mean, come on. We could spend money domestically, too.
I think it's a very good point. Sam, great to talk to you again. Welcome back. I've missed you, and I'll see you down at the White House one of these days.
When we come back, we'll definitely catch up. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Sam. Sam Stein, White House reporter for Huffington Post.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Of all the things made just for women, like
manicure, pick a color, sweetheart,
or
for you, happy anniversary, honey.
Maybe this is one of the most important. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's, a scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for women over 50. It also has vitamin D, which emerging science suggests helps support breast health, and more calcium for bone health. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's. More calcium refers to leading women's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's crawling between North Glen and Denver on southbound I-25 due to a crash in the left lane near US 36. Those speeds are in the teens coming all the way down from North Glen. Also got this car versus deer accident in the high country, eastbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain. Back around the metro, auto ped crash just north of I-70 on Federal. Your forecast today, another chilly and wet day with cloudy skies and scattered rain showers. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most, so you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Let's get through these rough times together, and I'm doing my part, offering you our Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles at even lower prices than ever before. Hello, I'm Tom Martino, and I'm proud of this special introductory offer that will save you more than $500. Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Take a tour of your sustainable community with the Denver Tour of Solar Homes on Saturday, October 3rd. Visit over a dozen different green buildings in the central and west Denver areas. This week's Denver Tour will also feature a green jobs fair. Details on AM760.net's community calendar.
Here, AM760.
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael?
No, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Danny Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox Broadcast.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Who was a former federal prosecutor, is notorious and known for kind of skirting the law himself, particularly on several traffic violations where he was caught doing some pretty outrageous things and totally got away with it, as well as some loan that he made to a staff member and without reporting and all kinds of areas where he's been sort of on the other side of the law or very close to the line. So, and Corzine wraps them up and puts them together in this, those charges in this ad, which also has maybe a not so subtle reference to Chris Christie being a little on the chunky side.
If you drove the wrong way down a one-way street, causing an accident and putting the victim in a trauma center, would you get away without a ticket? Chris Christie did. If you were caught speeding in an unregistered car, would you get away without points? Chris Christie did. In both cases, Christie threw his weight around as U.S. attorney and got off easy. If you didn't pay your taxes, ignored ethics laws, would you get away with it? Chris Christie. One set of rules for himself, another for everyone else.
I like that ad. I think that's really good. Yeah, one set of rules for everybody else, one set of rules for him. Now, threw his weight around... Peter Ogburn, what do you think?
First of all, I agree. I love that. That's like a good old-fashioned attack ad.
Total.
I love it when it gets down in the mud.
Yeah. But, I mean, he cannot deny those. It is true.
Oh, right. Sure.
Those traffic violations actually happened. They're documented. And
there's no denying. Yeah, there's no denying that Chris Christie is a man of large carriage either.
The way it's done, John Corzine could actually stand up and say, oh, I wasn't talking about his weight at all. It's just a phrase. Throw your weight around.
Sure.
It is. All right. Well, Barney Frank threw his weight around, chairman of the banking committee in the House, threw his weight around last night on a Bill O'Reilly. He and O'Reilly, every time they get together, boy, it is fireworks. And it was, yeah, I know. It was again last night. Barney doesn't take any stuff from O'Reilly.
Tell me, it's not an easy question to admire people. Do I get to answer the question?
Nobody cares about the Maryland wiretap law. I want to know in spirit.
Oh, outrageous statement. What an outrageous statement for you to make. Nobody cares about the Maryland wiretap law. I do care about the law. I'm an elected official.
Well, you're a little eccentric there, Congressman, with all due respect. The spirit. Do you admire the spirit of the two?
Yes. Yeah.
Gay!
No, excuse me. I want to finish my sentence. I don't understand why you have this congenital inability to let people talk on a complicated subject.
Barney was referring there in the Congressman Frank, referring to the question about Acorn, and they filed a lawsuit against the people who did those videotapes saying that you cannot wiretap in Maryland. There is a law against it. I remember Monica Lewinsky's friend, what was her name, the woman who wiretapped
Linda Tripp?
Linda Tripp got caught up in the same wiretap law. But Bill O'Reilly doesn't care about the law, Barney Frank is making the point. What I don't understand is, why does Barney continue to go on the factor with Bill O'Reilly, knowing he's always going to get treated that way? And it's, I think he enjoys it.
He loves a good fight, I guess.
Yeah, he does. All right, and I love a good parting shot, and I've got one for you. I'll be right back.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese, no hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Well, today's on September 24th, my parting shot for today. Today's the last of three busy days for President Obama at the UN. He's been out in front on a lot of issues, global warming, Middle East peace, relations with China, Russia, Japan, and African nations, and nuclear disarmament. And what's received all the media attention? Muammar Gaddafi's tent. Yeah, you know, first he wanted to pitch that tent in Englewood, New Jersey, but local officials said no tents allowed. Then he set his eyes on Central Park. New York said, no dice. So finally he headed 43 miles out of the city to Bedford, New York. Hey, that's where Martha Stewart lives, where once again local officials shot him down. But this time, the Secret Service intervened and ordered town officials not only to let him put up his tent, but to provide Gaddafi and his entourage police protection. You know what? I think this is ridiculous. Come on. Instead of forcing Gaddafi and his tent down the throats of the good residents of Bedford, I think the Secret Service should have just told the Libyan leader, hey, this is the United States. Tourists don't hang out in tents in this country. They sleep in hotels. And if you don't want to sleep in a hotel, Gaddafi, you can take your tent and go home. That's my parting shot for today. For the record, we've had many, many emails complaining about some nasty comments made earlier in the show about trailers or mobile homes. For the record, Peter Ogburn is the one who made all those comments, not I. So send your emails to Peter Ogburn. And we'll see you on the radio again tomorrow.
is the Bill Press Show.
Hello, this is my friend
Tom. You're going to introduce me.
My friend Tom. He likes to
figure out what's going to happen before anyone else.
Right. Like the all-new Fox Thursday
starts with Bones.
And Booth and Bones are
solving a crime.
Yes, but the victim is
a mime.
No.
A barber.
No, the victim is a secret agent.
Agent, right. I knew it.
Sure you did, Tom. But is the case over their heads?
That information is classified.
An ex-Army Ranger with the FBI isn't good enough for you.
You shot a clown. You tell me you never wanted to do that?
Then it's an
all new fringe. Ooh!
And a string of small-town disappearances on Earth.
A spaceship!
No.
A cult!
No.
A mime!
Really?
Just play it!
The grave of a baby boy.
It's like something dug its way in.
Or dug its way out.
With an ending you won't believe.
Dinosaurs! Witches! A mime! It's a...
Well, that was Tom's head exploding. Wow, it's nice to have some clock.
Quiet! Back from the dead!
All new Bones and Fringe, Fox Thursday. You'll never guess what happens.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It had never been done before, but AIDS researchers who combined a pair of vaccines and gave the new drug to 16,000 volunteers in Thailand say they were able to prevent infections in about a third of the test subjects.
These kind of results gives us hope for future vaccine development against HIV.
Maureen Birmingham with the World Health Organization in Bangkok. Here at home, CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells us there's still a long way to go.
Normally, for a vaccine to be licensed, it has to be shown to be effective at least 50 to 70 or 80% of the time. This is a big breakthrough, but it does need to be considered with cautious optimism.
The World Health Organization expects drug companies to crank out 3 billion doses of the H1N1 flu vaccine. Spokesman Gregory Hartle says that's not enough for the world's 6.8 billion people.
Unfortunately, we can't complete this void overnight. We're going to just have to try to get vaccine to as many people as possible.
No American president has ever done what President Obama is about to do a few minutes from now. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. And what is that, Peter?
He is set to chair the UN Security Council here in New York. The U.S. expects unanimous approval of a resolution calling for nuclear arms reduction. While it is a non-binding deal, Frank, it's seen as a boost to long-stalled efforts to stop the spread of nukes. Facing increased pressure from the U.S., Russia, and other countries, Iran indicates its nuclear scientists could meet with outside experts. In an interview with the Washington Post, President Ahmadinejad said that his country will test U.S. engagement by proposing to buy enriched uranium for so-called medicinal purposes, Frank.
The number of new unemployment insurance claims filed last week fell to 530,000, a drop of 21,000 from the week before. Still far too high, the suit economist Naren Berovich.
Any number over 500,000 on jobless claims is still in recession territory, but the good news is things are on the mend.
A few months ago, new claims were approaching 700,000 a week. The real estate market as a whole has been dead for the better part of 2 years, but there's a notable exception. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, and that would be
at that eternal resting place, the cemetery. Take the Greenwood Cemetery in Orlando, Florida. 44 people have tried this year to sell the plots they bought. The cemetery in Dayton, Ohio has a record number of customers looking to sell, most because they need the money in a struggling economy. One Maryland man who's selling his plot tells the Wall Street Journal he lost a job and has big medical bills, and he and his wife are now thinking cremation.
Frank, the mother of California kidnap victim J.C. Dugard has some advice for other parents of abducted children. Never give up.
They really do want to use the bully pulpit that they've been offered by this experience to bring light, to bring attention, to bring focus to those other families who are still missing a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm.
Family attorney McGregor Scott on the CBS News Early Show. J.C. Dugard was 11 when she vanished, not to be found for 18 years. S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to genuineservice.com to sign up.
Genuineservice.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel, I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Aurora man at the center of a terror investigation will be in federal court today in Denver along with his father. Najib El-Azazi will face a detention hearing and a preliminary hearing. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder commented on the case on CBS's 60 Minutes.
This was a real threat, and I think as we are able to talk more about that which we have uncovered, the public will come to understand that over the coming days.
If the Zazis are released, they'll need to find a new place to live. They've reportedly been evicted from their apartment. The race is on as Loveland and A-Basin battle to become the first ski area in the country to open. They both started snowmaking, so when could we be on the slopes?
Within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're hoping to get open and get people on the slopes.
That's Lee Heyerholzer with A-Basin. She says the race with Loveland is a friendly competition. In sports, the Rockies lost to the Padres last night 6-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still looking at some delays as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. First, we had an earlier accident that occurred on that approach to 36. Then the semi stalled out in the backups. They're going to have to haul him out of there. So you're going to find speeds dipping into the teens and 20s, starting right around 136. As far as the rest of the highways go, westbound 76 starting to bog down from about the approach to 270 up towards I-25. Eastbounders on 36, a little bit busy. Pecos to Broadway. Off those main roads, they've cleaned up an accident on Federal just north of I-70. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 51, 52 degrees again today, currently 42. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's finally starting to clear up out there. Cloud cover, but it's not so bad. Not as bad as it was, well, as it has been in the last couple of days. So it was one of the first days in a couple of days that I felt like I could get out of bed this morning.
Did you see the weather for tomorrow and for Saturday for Beer Fest?
Supposed to be nice, right?
Yeah. High 70s, low 80s.
Beer Fest isn't outside, is it?
No, it's inside the convention center, but it's always nice when you can roll in there and it's kind of, you know, just typical fall weather, not like winter.
Yeah, it's been like winter.
Yeah, it has been like winter.
It's been like Seattle winter here.
I know, and it makes my bones ache.
I know.
That's when you know you're getting old, when the cold weather comes in and your bones start to ache.
Yeah, imagine we're in our 30s. Imagine what it's going to be like in our 50s.
I know. I'm a 35-year-old, but I swear I'm in like a 50-year-old body.
Oh, man. It's been, I have a little bit of a SMD. So it's been hard to get out of bed.
Seasonal moody disorder?
Yeah, seasonal mood disorder. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real.
It is real. Jay, I think Jay had it too.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe everybody who sits in this chair has it.
I think it's something.
I wonder if it's contagious.
It probably is. It's a talk radio thing.
All right, today we got a good show for you. At 8:00 we're going to talk to an economic expert from the Service Employees International Union. They have a new report out, their national union, saying that taxpayers could be on the hook for up to $17 trillion to rescue the big banks. We'll get the details on that. And then we'll talk to Alan Pendergrast, who wrote Westward's cover story this week which is called Bad Blood Behind the Hepatitis C Outbreak at Rose Medical Center, One Dope Fiend and a System That Failed. It's a hell of a story, a hell of a disturbing story. But first, let's do our national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So there, we'll start with back with privacy, like we have been starting with in the last couple of days. The New York Times reports that the Obama administration has decided not to seek new legislation from Congress. And I should have said privacy and civil liberties. The administration is not going to seek legislation from Congress authorizing the indefinite detention of about 50 terrorism suspects being held without charges at Guantanamo Bay. Instead, the White House will continue to hold the detainees without bringing them to trial, based on the power it says it has under the congressional resolution passed after the attacks of September 11th, authorizing the president to use force against forces of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So this is really bad news. And I mean, this is big news and bad news, because this was one of the most controversial things that President George W. Bush did when he was president, which is he used that declaration of war, that very, very open-ended declaration of war for the war on terror after 9/11, as the legal justification for suspending all sorts of civil liberties, including habeas corpus. And so this is an example of the suspension of those civil liberties. And the Obama administration is now effectively ratifying that radical interpretation of the statute, the resolution that passed after 9/11. It's a real big problem when the president asserts his right to detain people without charging them based on a broad congressional resolution declaring war on Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is scary stuff. And, you know, it really shows a lack of respect, I think, for the Constitution. I mean, if we're going to keep these people, let's have a debate about creating a law that may be constitutional instead of the president sweeping in like an emperor and declaring it his right to use a declaration of war as a means of suspending habeas corpus. It's really, really, really a problem. On financial reform, there's a problem too. In a step towards overhauling the nation's financial regulation, a senior Democrat on Wednesday announced a plan that preserved the core of the White House's proposal for a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. But here's the key. While jettisoning a smaller, though symbolically significant, provision that had posed political obstacles, the announcement by Congressman Barney Frank comes after weeks of consultations with other members of the Financial Services Committee. By slightly modifying the White House's plan, Congressman Frank appears to have found a middle ground to support the creation of a new consumer financial agency over the vigorous objections of the banking industry. The agency's core mission would be to protect consumers from deceptive or abusive credit card, mortgages, and other loans. The Wall Street Journal is reporting a similar story about watering down this legislation. This legislation, I mean, you'd think that this legislation would have no real problem after the meltdown. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, Democrats soften financial bill. Democrats in the White House are softening the key elements of the Obama administration's proposal to overhaul financial market supervision, says the Journal. So far, Democrats in the White House haven't budged on some of the main tenets of the effort. But the devil in these things is always in the details. And so we will track what happens with this as it moves forward. AP, this is the most disturbing story a lot of people have seen in a while. A U.S. census worker found hanged from a tree near a Kentucky cemetery had the word Fed scrawled on his chest, a law enforcement official said Wednesday. And the FBI is investigating whether he was a victim of an anti-government crime and anti-government sentiment. I don't want to jump to conclusions just yet. We don't know the details of this, but it's certainly a really frightening story. This off the newswire, world food production must increase by 70% by 2050 to nourish a human population, then likely to be 9.1 billion. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization forecast on Wednesday. Now, the UN agency is cautiously optimistic about the world's potential to feed itself by 2050, said the report. However, it stressed that feeding everyone in the world by then, quote, will not be automatic and several significant challenges have to be met. And there's going to be a big forum on food and food production in Rome on October 12th to discuss this. 9.1 billion people. Whew. To healthcare. The headline off of Think Progress's website, Senator Pat Roberts. We need to give health insurance lobbyists at least 72 hours to read a bill. During the Senate Finance Committee's markup session of the health care reform bill yesterday, Senator Jim Bunning, who has recently been lambasted for falling asleep during the committee hearings, he woke up to offer an amendment that would have delayed a committee vote for 2 weeks. Bunning requested that the committee put off a vote on the bill until the final legislative language of the bill is made available on the committee's website for at least 72 hours. The amendment failed with all the Democrats except Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas voting against it. But had the amendment passed, it could potentially have halted the health care debate for weeks. Before the vote took place, and here's the funny part, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, the Republican, offered a defense of Bunning's amendment by arguing that the 72-hour provision was critical because it provides time for senators to consult specifically with health insurance lobbyists. Let's read his statement here. All the senator from Kentucky is asking, said Roberts, is for 72 hours to determine the cost of the bill. But the thing I'm trying to point out is that we would have at least 72 hours for people, for the people that the providers have hired to keep up with all the legislation that we pass around here and the regulations that we pass around here to say, hey, wait a minute, have you considered this? Listen to that. The people that the insurance providers have hired to keep up with all the legislation. So he's saying, I mean, he's literally in a congressional hearing saying that he wants more time so that health insurance lobbyists can water down the bill. I mean, this is really an amazing admission of what really happens. Think Progress goes on to note that Roberts has received over $172,000 in political contributions from the insurance companies over the last 5 years. And, of course, he opposes the public option. And in our final national news story, former Vice President Walter Mondale joined his old boss Jimmy Carter Wednesday, arguing that some of the opposition to President Obama's agenda is fueled by racial animus. Asked at an event in Washington whether he agrees with former President Carter that racism was behind some criticism of Obama, Mondale took a long pause before answering, yeah. I don't like saying it, he continued, having lived through those years when civil rights was such a bitter issue and when we argued those things for years. I know that some of that must still be around. I don't want to pick a person, say he's a racist, but I do think the way they're piling on Obama, the harshness, you kind of feel it. I think I see an edge in them that's a little bit different and a little harsher than I've seen in other times. And I obviously think that old Fritz is right. I think it's kind of undeniable. I think if you deny that it's at play, I think you are what I like to call willfully ignorant. I think willful ignorance is really one of the most disgusting human characteristics, really. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we'll do a Colorado news update. A lot of news to update you on here. We were talking yesterday about taxes. Governor Ritter saying that we don't have any room to raise any taxes in this state. Meanwhile, a new report out by the Conservative Tax Foundation says that Colorado actually has one of the lowest taxes and lowest tax climates in the entire country. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy there. Actually, really a big discrepancy. And then Boulder's district attorney, is he coming out for marijuana legalization? That's what Westward says, or at least suggests. Stick around. We'll fill you in after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, southbound 25, still just a brutal trip for people trying to get out in Adams County up in Northland, 136, back down to the Boulder Turnpike is where you're going to hit these single-digit speeds. And basically that's due to an earlier accident in the left lane there right at US 36. Then we had a stalled semi in the center lane just beyond that. But if you can get off 25 and make your way down, well, you'd be advised to do so. Also got a crash eastbound I-70 at Peoria, backups around Havana, and another crash 6th and Santa Fe. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy and cool. Scattered rain showers going to happen this morning and afternoon. Look for a high around 58 degrees, currently 46 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health has a variety of job openings for registered nurses and healthcare providers. For more information,
are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Assistance a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most, so you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up to 60s today, 60s tomorrow, then 80s over the weekend. Not ready for full-on winter just yet, so come on. Give me some more 80s. I need a little bit more 80s before we get down into the 50s. God, yesterday was brutal. All right, local news. Let's do our local news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Westward's headline: does Boulder DA Stan Garnett want to legalize pot. Kudos to Boulder District Attorney Stan Garnett, says Westford, for boldly going where few elected officials are willing to go these days, into the politically thorny issue of marijuana. Most politicians these days are staying as far away from the subject as possible. This summer, the state health department tried to limit the growth of medical marijuana dispensaries, but that backfired when the department's advisory board voted down the rule changes at a hearing packed with marijuana advocates. Since then, most mucky mucks have washed their hands of the state's exceedingly vague pot law, leaving the field wide open for ganjapreneurs with the willingness and know-how to exploit the legal loopholes. Not so for Garnett, who's stated he's, quote, committed to having the most progressive approach to medical marijuana of any DA's office in the state. In fact, in a recent email to Westward, he notes he's even willing to consider the idea of legalizing marijuana. But Westward says, don't pack up your patchouli and hitch a ride to the People's Republic of Boulder just yet. Garnett isn't necessarily a pot advocate. He notes in his email, he just thinks legalized dope would be a better solution than the weed laws currently on the books. He writes, quote, legalizing marijuana entirely would be the simplest way to resolve the tension between the Constitution and the criminal statutes, and I expect that eventually most states will decide to do so. Until that happens, Garnett says officials like himself need to be asking hard questions about Colorado's medical marijuana laws, such as whether dispensaries and the large-scale grow operations affiliated with them are actually legal, and what role law enforcement should have in enforcing the state's confusing marijuana laws. He described these concerns in a lengthy and thoughtful public statement he sent to the Boulder County Commissioners, a copy of which is provided at Westward's blog. You should check it out. Pretty interesting story there. Denver Post reports Colorado's criminals owe the state's victims nearly $778 million. Convicted criminals owe Colorado victims of those crimes $563 million in restitution and another $215 million in court fines and costs, according to data from the state court administrator's office. The amount owed to the courts alone would be enough to cut the state budget deficit nearly in half. But the reality is that in high-profile cases where defendants have swindled people out of millions of dollars, burned hundreds of acres of land, repeatedly sexually abused children, or stolen people's identities, the chances of recouping costs or fines or repaying victims is low for lots of fairly obvious reasons. When those convicts are convicted of crimes, sometimes they don't have any more money left. Sometimes they don't have a means to make money because they're in prison. So that number can be somewhat deceptive. The terror investigation. No additional arrests are expected in Colorado as part of the federal investigation targeting an Afghanistan-born Aurora Airport shuttle driver, a state counterterrorism official said Wednesday. That doesn't mean the FBI isn't still conducting surveillance, said the Colorado State Police. But it does mean that they don't expect any more arrests in this case, at least in the short term. Yesterday we were talking about Colorado Governor Bill Ritter saying that we have no room to raise taxes in this economy, that he will not attempt a ballot initiative to raise taxes dealing with the now $500 million budget deficit in the state. Meanwhile, a conservative group in the same day released a report saying that Colorado has among the lowest taxes in the entire nation. Colorado has the 13th most business-friendly tax system in the country, according to the Conservative Tax Foundation's 2010 State Business Tax Report. The D.C.-based foundation is a nonprofit group, tracks fiscal policies, it's conservative-leaning. The index ranks the 50 states based on taxes that matter, that they say matter most to businesses, corporate income, individual income, sales, property, and unemployment insurance taxes. On the individual components of the ranking, Colorado rated highest, number 6, on property taxes. It rated lowest, number 31, on sales taxes. Sales taxes, of course, some of the most regressive kinds of taxes that you can have. It just speaks to the idea of how much we need real tax reform before anything else. Colorado Independent reports oil and gas industry representatives this week continued to assail a phone survey in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, showing overwhelming support for federal regulation of a natural gas drilling process called hydraulic fracking. The survey of 504 registered 3rd District voters conducted for 2 environmental groups found 67% of the sampling favor passage of the FRAC Act, sponsored by Congresswoman Diana DeGette. That's the act to better regulate oil and gas drilling after an EPA report up in Wyoming suggested that fracking fluids may be leaking into underground water supplies. The Colorado Oil and Gas Association is viciously attacking this poll, saying that the sample size was somehow too low or the methodology wasn't good enough. 67% from a well-known and reputed polling firm. If their argument, if the oil and gas industry's argument is about the methodology of the poll, that's pretty, pretty weak. To the 2010 Senate race, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff has a prominent state Democrat on his side in a primary battle against the president, President Obama's favorite, Senator Michael Bennet. State Senate President, State Senator Morgan Carroll of Aurora backed Romanoff on Wednesday for the U.S. Senate. Last week, Obama sided with Bennet. So the state legislature and major state political figures divvying up their support between Bennet and Romanoff. Romanoff getting a number of local leaders. Bennet having the sort of top upper crust. The governor, who appointed him, Mark Udall, and President Obama. So that continues. And in our final local news story, get this. God. You know, I know we live in an American idiocracy, but I hate to think we live in a Colorado idiocracy. A new poll out shows that Coloradans are split 47% to 47% on a survey question of, is climate change an established reality or unproven myth? 47% of Colorado thinks it's an unproven myth. In Wyoming, only 35% of people think climate change is, quote, an established reality. Now, interestingly, this poll breaks down on party lines. 74% of Democrats in the western states think climate change is a reality, but only 25% of Republicans do. But, I mean, come on, Colorado. 47% think climate change is an unproven myth. I mean, how many scientific studies have to come out? I mean, really, this is the power of Fox News and the right-wing media to really make us really, really stupid. Just got to watch that movie, Idiocracy, to know where we're going. Really. That's your Colorado News Update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we're going to play you a new ad. You're going to love this. A new ad featuring Will Ferrell and Mad Men's John Hamm about health care. I mean, I laughed my ass off when I saw this ad. It's really, really hilarious. So we're going to play you this ad, and then we'll do a little bit of news of the weird, and we'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo for the first topic of the morning. But again, stick around. We're going to play this Will Ferrell ad. If you haven't seen it or heard it, it's... You're gonna laugh your ass off. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still single-digit speeds coming down on southbound 25, beginning at 136th Avenue all the way down to the Boulder Turnpike. Had a couple earlier situations there, but everything's just bunched up now. Everybody trying to break loose, get into downtown Denver. Also, this crash eastbound I-70 near Peoria causing some pretty nasty backups around 270. Speeds in the 20s and teens there. Also crashed 6th and Santa Fe. Rest of the drive pretty standard for us. Westbound Turnpike full in Westminster. Sheridan Church Ranch again on southbound 225 getting out of Aurora there from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. But like I said, pretty nasty though on southbound 25 due to 2 earlier situations. Your forecast, another chilly and wet day. Cloudy skies, scattered rain showers. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart October 2nd through the 4th. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo October 2nd through the 4th at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late for closure.
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel, and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports at $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting affordability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
You miss the mortgage payment, or are you about to? You have options. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers, a Coldwell banker. Jeff says people get foreclosed because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
That blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Humor can really deliver a political message. That's something that I think we've all learned in recent years, as the mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream or traditional media, has embarrassed itself in the lead-up to the Iraq War, in the coverage of the financial crisis, and through the subsequent ascent of The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, and The Onion for actually delivering through satire and through humor a lot of political news. And that has now transferred over to political ads. Here's an ad that is now kind of an internet sensation, an ad really making fun of political ads, making fun of the entire healthcare debate, featuring Will Ferrell, John Hamm of Mad Men, the lead figure in Mad Men, and a couple other Hollywood celebrities. Listen to this ad. It is hilarious.
Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Health insurance executives are getting a bad rap.
As the healthcare debate heats up,
we need to remember who the real victims are.
Health insurance executives.
People are saying a lot of mean things about health insurance companies and their executives. And it's got to stop.
These great businessmen
are American heroes.
So why is Obama trying to reform health care when insurance companies are doing just fine making billions of dollars of profit?
Obama, why?
Insurance companies need our support because they keep our selfish priorities in check when we can't.
Please, doctor, my daughter's dying. She needs medication.
Think about somebody else for once.
If my kid falls off his bike and breaks his leg, he should have to pay that money out of pocket, out of his allowance.
How else is he going to learn not to fall off that bike?
And insurance companies are detail-oriented enough to deny claims for things like typos. If you spell something wrong, do you really deserve surgery? I don't think so.
80% of the American public support the public plan because it would give quality care people can actually afford.
But when you think about it, who's really supporting it other than 80% of the American people?
And the public option would make insurance companies lower their prices and give better service in order to compete.
What's so American about competition?
But health insurance companies are huge.
They need to make big profits so they can afford to give their employees health insurance.
Believe me, that stuff's not cheap.
It makes sense.
Insurance company CEOs have a right to their American dream.
And it's five houses.
A private plane.
$500 million in your pocket.
And a mini zoo in your backyard for exotic animals like a white tiger and pygmy horses.
Insurance companies offer you variety.
They can change the price and terms of your plan at any time or stop covering you altogether.
Do you want to get rid of those options?
So join us in the fight to protect our insurance company profits. They've looked out for our best interests for so long.
Now we should look out for theirs.
And I'm not being sarcastic, not at all.
So that's the ad. It's at funnierdie.com. We'll post it on our website if we can, www.am760.net. Again, www.am760.net is the website. Go to the J. Marvin page. We will post it. We're going to open up a discussion now, turning away a little bit from healthcare. There's a new new report coming out from the Inspector General of the Treasury Department. And what he basically is arguing, and you're going to see a number of headlines out about this today. And I'm just going to read you three separate headlines. It's about the bailout, you know, the TARP, that's what it was called. TARP watchdog questions whether taxpayers will be repaid $700 billion. That's the headline from Dow Jones. ABC's headline. Government watchdog, extremely unlikely taxpayers will recoup TARP money. Here's Bloomberg, the Business News Wire. TARP, quote, has significant role stabilizing markets, says the Inspector General. So there's this big report coming out about the bailout and whether it worked, whether it did not work. I'll read here just from the Dow Jones piece. The U.S. government's $700 billion financial rescue program has improved market stability but has fallen short on broad goals, highlighted by the likelihood that the U.S. taxpayers will not get 100% of their investment back, says the official bailout watchdog, Neil Barofsky. While several TARP recipients have repaid funds for what has been widely reported as a 17% profit, says Barofsky, it's extremely unlikely that the taxpayers will see a full return on its TARP investment. So that's government speak for we're about to get really, really hosed. However, his report also goes on to insist that as of now, the bailout has helped at least stabilize financial markets. So the open question is, and I want to throw the stimulus into this as well, do you think spending all of that money, and in particular on the bailout, but we can talk about the stimulus too, do you think spending all that money has helped stabilize the economy? Where do you think we would be if we didn't spend the money that we spent on the financial bailout? Where do you come down on this? This is going to become a hotter and hotter political topic because Republicans are continuing to say that they think that the bailout money was not spent appropriately. And I frankly find myself agreeing with Republicans on this. Now, of course, let me be clear. There are some progressive Democrats who say the same thing. The vote against the bailout in the Congress was a bipartisan vote for the bailout and also a bipartisan vote against the bailout. But I'm curious where you come down, because this is going to be playing out in a number of different arenas And the thing is, let's not forget the stimulus, if you want to throw that in there. The stimulus, at least I think it was about 40-45% of the stimulus bill was straight up tax cuts. So between, if you figure there's about a $1.5 trillion spent between the straight up direct subsidy, the TARP, to the banks, and then another $1.5 trillion total, $700 billion, half for the TARP, half for the stimulus. What actually happened was that out of that $1.5 trillion, really about $1.2 trillion was either tax cuts or direct handouts to the banks. Do you think it worked? When you look out at the economy, do you think that we would be even worse off if we hadn't dumped all that money into the banks? Here's where I come down. My take is that we've been scared and stampeded into a lot of different policies, and that the TARP, a bill that was roughly the same size in terms of cost as the entire health care bill that has been very, very slowly moving through Congress, that we were essentially, the TARP was a version of the Patriot Act that was passed in the wake of 9/11, meaning it was rushed through using the same language of fear, only a financial version of the post 9/11 language of fear. And I have seen no evidence to suggest that we needed to spend that much money with that little regulation. At the time, I had been saying, look, why don't we slow this down? Let's put this out, this money out there in, you know, tranches. Let's put it out there in small bursts when we need it, instead of simply, you know, blasting $700 billion out there, dumping it into the banks. You know, we've seen continued stories about how, and you can, this is just out on the Financial Times this week, and it's been every single week, that there has been no real reform of the way Wall Street behaves. So the fact is, we didn't attach any strings to the money. We could have said, here's the money in exchange for financial reform. We didn't do that. And so there is a case to be made that the money plus no strings attached actually has just simply thrown fuel on a fire, in the sense of we've increased, or at least sustained, the same speculative, derivative-laden system that we had and that got us into these problems. But I'm curious where you come down. And, you know, you don't have to be a liberal to be opposed to this. You don't have to be a conservative to be for it. You know, this has split apart the political lines in this country. So did the bailout work? Do you think the bailout worked? When you hear the Inspector General saying we're almost definitely going to lose billions and billions and billions of dollars, and he's basically saying, look, all the headlines you saw last week where it said a couple of the banks have paid back the money, he's saying, no, taxpayers over the long haul are going to lose billions and billions and billions of dollars, maybe even trillions. When you think about that, do you think the bailout worked? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Come on into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. Give us your feelings on the bailout, and feel free to give us your feelings on the stimulus. Tell us if you think the stimulus worked. When you look out at your community, do you think it worked to float the economy? Do you think we'd be in a great, quote-unquote, Great Depression if we hadn't done the bailout in precisely the way it was done? I mean, I was against the bailout. I was not necessarily against doing anything. Right? I mean, I think that was the difference between, I think, a lot of progressives and a lot of conservatives. A lot of conservatives said we don't need to do anything. I just think that the $700 billion, handing it out, no strings attached, was a huge, huge mistake. I remember, it's almost the same exact size as the bill moving through Congress that could pay for all of universal health care. We passed the TARP bill in like 10 days. 303-713-7600. 7600 is the number. At 8, we're going to check in with the authors of a new report who say that ultimately we could be on the hook, get this, for $17 trillion. We're going to get to that at 8. First, we'll take your calls. Margaret in Loveland. Margaret, you're on AM 760. Hello, Margaret.
Oh, hi. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I think that the TARP rescue money was a good idea, and I think that without it, we would have seen even more of a financial market freefall, not only in the U.S., but worldwide. What the Bush administration failed to do when they voted that money was to attach them more strings to it and to make it conditional upon reform. But you'll notice that the banks that paid it back and paid it back as soon as they were legally able to do so are the ones that are trying to get out from under even the minimal reforms that were incorporated in that bill. My other point about the stimulus money is that I wish there were more of it, not so much directed at tax cuts, but directed at programs to put people back to work as soon as possible. Because this is the, in these economic times, this is when Keynesian economics actually works. And the theory there is that you spend your way out of a depression or a recession.
Yeah, and so I think that they watered the stimulus bill down with tax cuts. And you know, it's amazing that the Republicans criticized the stimulus bill. Meanwhile, Obama, I think, has rightly mentioned that the stimulus bill is actually one of the biggest tax cuts in American history. Everybody forgets that. And, you know, to your point about TARP, I mean, the question is, you know, and this was the ultimate question, should the Congress have voted it down because it didn't have the strings attached? I remember it was very, very heated. I was one of the few people, and there were certainly other people out there, but I was one of the few people who was out there saying, vote it down, take another 2 days, and have them come back with a bill that had a lot more strings attached. Now, they voted it down the first time, and it came back with slightly more regulations, which was a good thing. But they basically stampeded the whole debate until we got, it's a do-or-die situation. We got to pass it immediately, or without any real strings, or the whole country's going to go over a cliff. I just didn't buy that, and now we're like $700 billion on the hook. We're going to lose, according to the Inspector General, tens of billions of dollars. And, you know, I just think they made a huge, huge mistake. But again, I'm with you that, you know, you could be against that particular bailout, but not against doing anything. Margaret, thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls after the break. Also fill you in on a couple science stories. They found water on the moon. That's just off the wire. I'll fill you in on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still working this crash eastbound I-70 near Peoria. Delays to 270. Stop and go there, actually. Same deal on southbound 25 due to a couple earlier accidents. It's going to be real slow from 120th down to 84th, again from 70 past Spear. Our surface street crashes, one in the cleanup phase, 6th and Santa Fe. New ones, Mississippi and Peoria, and finally Parker and Hamden. Forecast today, mostly cloudy and cool. Scattered rain showers in the a.m. and afternoon. Look for a high around 58 degrees. Currently 46. In Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall pike place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Hey, I'm Sandra, co-founder.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off the Riviera Blackhawk Casino Dinner Buffet. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling.
I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
A little bit. That certainly would be good news if we can get people back to work. If you have left a job or if you are thinking about leaving your job, I would encourage you, do not leave your 401k behind. Roll it into a self-directed IRA. If you do that properly, there's no tax consequence to you. There's no early penalties, and it opens up a world of investments that are currently probably not available to you in your company's 401k, and somebody can manage it for you. Give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. We'll help you with that process and hopefully make you some money.
The number again is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. I've moved around jobs a bunch, and all that paperwork is just so important to keep on top of. And I know people are moving around in the labor market right now. So give Presidential Brokerage a call to help you walk through that. 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David. Thank you.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has 3 of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
New report off the Science Wire. They have found water on the moon. This is a big, big science story. Water on the moon. It's official. Since man first touched down on the moon and brought pieces of it back to Earth, scientists have thought that the lunar surface was bone dry, but new observations from 3 different spacecraft have put this notion to rest with what has been called unambiguous evidence of water across the surface of the moon. The new findings detailed in the September 25th issue of the journal Science come in the wake of further evidence of lunar polar water ice by NASA. Pretty cool. We'll go back to the phone. Do you think the bailout has worked? The bank bailout. The new story, the inspector general of the bailout saying, we're going to be on the hook for tens of billions of dollars. He did say it has done some short-term stabilization. Do you think the bailout worked? And this comes in the wake of a report that says, effectively, what the bailout did was make the big banks bigger and help the big banks crush the small banks. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, David?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
The thing I was going to mention is that just from my own point in the labor thing is that if they hadn't have done that, it was almost like that the bankers had thrown the American public out of a plane without a parachute. And if they hadn't have done that, you could have seen an official unemployment rate of probably double what it was. And the thing about it is that we're still practicing what I call trickle-down economics, in that we have not substantially changed that particular thing. And that's why I don't think the stimulus, when they're saying that they're not going to create jobs for, I mean, I've seen reports where there are not being any decent jobs for 5 years. It's like, we can't survive that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the bankers did try to hold us hostage. I mean, I think that's exactly what happened. They tried to use the crisis to hold us hostage. Well, a friend of mine, Chris Hayes of The Nation, said that basically the banks declared a general strike on the United States economy. The question is, what could we have done? And my take, again, was that the bailout as it was constructed has been a failure because it gave away the store. We gave away $700 billion without demanding any reforms. In return, we could have done something much different. All right, thanks for the call, Bob. After the break, we're going to check in with the authors of a new report who say we're going to be on the hook for $17 trillion. Then we'll get back to your calls.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team,
spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Well, that was Tom's head exploding. Wow, it's nice to have some quiet.
Quiet! Back from the dead.
All new Bones and Fringe, Fox Thursday. You'll never guess what happens.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sabatini. President Obama makes history at the UN.
The 6,191st meeting of the Security Council is called to order.
A short time ago, he became the first American president to chair a Security Council meeting.
I called for this one so that we may address at the highest level a fundamental threat to the security of all peoples and all nations, the spread and use of nuclear weapons.
Moments later, the council voted on a resolution that calls for a reduction of the world's nuclear stockpiles.
The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 1887 of 2009.
When he's done at the UN, the president will fly to Pittsburgh for the G20 summit, where security is as tight as possible.
Concrete barriers have been positioned, iron fences erected, forming a large summit security zone. City Medical Director Dr. Ron Roth says drills have been run for infectious agents, poisonings, radiation attacks.
Stuff that has never been used, the Geiger counters, we figured out where they were, made sure they were working.
But he admits the wild card is protests. While anarchists say they'll march today,
they don't necessarily follow the rules.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
CBS News has learned that Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick will name longtime Kennedy insider Paul Kirk to fill the late Edward Kennedy's vacant Senate seat. Patrick will make the announcement about an hour from now. An experimental AIDS vaccine tested in Thailand has been shown to prevent infection, something no other vaccine can claim. Noted infectious disease researcher Anthony Fauci says the U.S.-sponsored trial is a big breakthrough, but has to be taken with a dose of reality.
This is by no means our final destination. Rather, it is an opening of a gateway to a path that now has brighter light.
The vaccine cut the risk of infection by about a third. World Health Organization spokesman Greg Hartle says drug companies should be able to turn out 3 billion doses of the H1N1 flu vaccine. He wishes they could do better.
Given the fact that there are 6.8 billion people in the world
and that almost no one has immunity to this virus. No, it's not enough.
A new study puts the odds of a potential health problem in your home at 1 in 3.
These are just basic things like non-working toilets, lacking kitchen facilities, holes in the walls, holes in roofs, peeling paint, electrical problems.
Healthy housing advocate Rebecca Morley. Animal control workers were amazed by what they found in a Houston home. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
When they tallied it up, just over 1,000 animals, many stuffed in small cages, dogs, chickens, parrots, gerbils, snakes, and no food or water.
Lots of trash everywhere where the animals were being housed in very filthy conditions.
The SPCA says a goat was walking around the property, just skin and bones. The people who own the place say they sell the animals at flea markets. Authorities are considering possible charges.
And this late word is just in. Existing home sales fell in August, ending a four-month streak of gains. The Dow Industrials are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Did the feds act too soon when they arrested Najee Bulla and Muhammad Zazi and a New York imam? They may not have had a choice. The NYPD reportedly tipped Zazi off when cops towed his rental car earlier this month. That may be why the Zazis are charged only with lying to investigators.
It's really not just about getting these guys for 8 years, if you can do it. It's also about making sure that if there's something behind them, that you chase them down.
Former CIA investigator Jack Rice. We may be moving closer to a grocery worker strike in Colorado. Safeway workers in Denver have voted to reject what the company calls its final offer. King Soopers workers in Denver did the same thing earlier this week. Grocery workers in other cities around the state are still in the process of voting on that contract proposal. In sports, the Rockies lost to the Padres last night. They now have a 4-game wild card lead over both the Giants and the Braves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still looking at delays on the east side of the metro. This caused by an accident. Eastbound I-70 right around Peoria. Now it's off to the right, but catching a ton of looks. There's also some leftover slowing for westbounders. Southbound I-25, sluggish on that approach to 84th. Then it'll break loose once you're making your way past 36. Then you'll find a few more cars downtown, but no significant delays. Off those main roads, got a crash from Mississippi and Peoria, as well as Parker and Hampton. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 40s, maybe even cracking the 50-degree mark. Currently, mostly cloudy and 46. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DirecTV is in the penalty box. DirecTV dropped versus. Now it's your turn to drop DirecTV, or you'll miss the avalanche. Play the Sharks October 1st at 7:30 only on Versus. Call 1-888-888-3778 and demand Versus or visit Versus.com to switch your television provider today.
The Home Depot has a new look.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
But I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tough, 806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I was just telling Turk the worst part of this job. Actually, probably not the worst part. One of the worst parts of this job. The end of any kind of leisurely, relaxing, mildly enjoyable, or otherwise good breakfast experience. Every day, when we go to that break at the at 7:58, rest assured that I am sitting here literally ramming food down my throat. And so when I come back on at 8:06 or 8:07, and you can hear me almost ready to choke, that's because I'm still sucking down my breakfast. So I apologize to all of you for that. I guess it's one of the rigors of morning radio. Now, we're going to get back to our discussion about bailouts and financial largesse. On the line with us now is Stephen Lerner of the Service Employees International Union. He directs their private equity project, and he's widely known as the architect of SEIU's Justice for Janitors campaigns. SEIU has a new report out today about how much Wall Street really has bilked taxpayers, and we've been spending the first part of this broadcast today talking about specifically the TARP bailout, the bailout that was passed, the $700 billion that was passed in about 2 weeks of congressional debate about a year ago. But as this new report suggests, that's only one relatively small piece, if you can call $700 billion small, of the overall amount of money that we're handing out to the banks. Stephen Lerner, tell us what your report finds in particular and why we hear so much about the $700 billion, but not about, you guys are saying, it could be up to, taxpayers could be on the hook for up to $17.8 trillion. Why do we only hear about the $700 billion?
Well, hi. First, let me say hi. It's great to be on your show.
Thanks for taking the time.
For those who don't know, Denver was the birthplace of Justice for Janitors, so it's great back in the 80s, so it's great to be on a show from Colorado.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time.
The $700 billion was the TARP, which everybody talks about, was the loans to the bank. But what it leaves out is a whole series of subsidies, of loans, of guarantees, of unending ways that basically we've backstopped Wall Street, where we've said, you can take whatever risk you want, and if you win, you get a big bonus, but if you lose, taxpayers bear the burden. We think altogether, taxpayers are on the hook for almost $18 trillion when you add up all the different programs that the banks are taking advantage of here.
What, in your estimation, should we have done? We were just debating on this show about and discussing with listeners and just kicking around the idea, what should have been done? I mean, everybody remembers, you know, a year ago, the banks, the politicians, so many pundits basically said, if we don't immediately do all the things that we ultimately went ahead and did and put taxpayers on the hook for this much money, then there would be effectively apocalypse. I mean, worse than a Great Depression. I said that it was the financial equivalent of what happened after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. You know, pass this thing or we're all going to die. What should we have done?
Well, what we should have done is said that there's a series of, we basically gave this money to them without them having to guarantee to do anything. So, for example, we gave them this money and they didn't have to fix a foreclosure crisis. We gave them this money and they didn't have to change their compensation practices. If, in fact, the whole thing was unraveling at that moment, and now we have another opportunity, we need to demand that the banks use their resources and power to fix the economy, not make it worse. Let me just tell you something that is, most people don't know, that is just maddening. They get money at a discount, almost at 0% interest. That's one of the ways we subsidize them.
Now, explain that, because people aren't going to understand what that means. You're saying that they get to go to the central bank, the Federal
Right.
Reserve, and say to the central bank, give me, $1 billion in loans. Let's just say, use a round number, $1 billion in loans. The Fed gives it to them at almost 0% interest, so that they can then lend it out or do whatever they want with it at a higher interest rate,
exactly,
so that they can make a profit. And so effectively, what you're saying is the way that is a subsidy is that the central bank theoretically could take that money and lend it out itself to consumers at a normal interest rate, or it could invest it and get money back, so that when we, the central bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, lends out money at a 0% interest rate, the taxpayers are effectively taking a loss, subsidizing that loan. Okay, so then what happens?
But it's even worse than that. So state of California has financial trouble. They have a huge budget deficit. The same banks that we bailed out refused to take the state's IOUs, even though taxpayers are the reason the banks are still in business. Then they get the money at almost 0% interest. They loan it to California at 3%, 4%, or 5%. So California's spending hundreds of millions of dollars on interest while they're laying off employees and cutting.
Whoa. This is crazy. So you're saying that, this is really crazy. So you're saying that a big bank will go to the Fed, get money, borrow money at a taxpayer subsidized almost 0%. And then simultaneously, when California, for instance, or another state, any state, hits a budget problem, and they go to the banks to lend them money,
right.
So state taxpayers go to the banks asking for a loan, those banks charge them, obviously, interest. So it's
right.
It's they're getting it from both ends.
Exactly. And one of the demands we're making is that banks, the money was given to the banks in theory to stop the apocalypse as the first step for a Main Street recovery. We're saying banks should start loaning money to states and other entities that are in trouble at the same rate they're getting it from the Fed. Why? And one of the fascinating things happening is the way banks are returning to profitability is what people would call playing the spread, meaning the spread between what they get money and what they loan it at is bigger and bigger. So we're basically subsidizing the banks to gouge us.
So the spread meaning the difference between what they get from the Fed and what they charge. So I have to ask this question that I'm sure other people, when they're hearing this, and we're talking to SEIU, Stephen Lerner, about this new report that they have about the bailouts that you can find at www.seiu.org. I've got to ask just a really simple question. Maybe I'm going to sound like an idiot here, but why can't states just go to the Fed?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think what's fascinating here, I don't know if you followed what's happening on student loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Where they got rid of the middleman, or they're trying to get rid of the middleman, whereby, you know, right now we have a situation where I forget which is it. It's not the Fed that makes the loans.
It's Sally. They do. The Fed, the government does guarantees to Sally Mae and other sort of protected private loan agencies. But anyway, that's a whole nother.
But the question then is if we're getting rid of the middleman, which I think a lot of people think was a good idea in college loans, so as to lower the cost, to take some of the profitability out of, you know, government college loans, why don't we do the same thing for the Fed?
Well, this is where I think the next step of this is really important, which is there's a lot of debate, there's a lot of policy. We think the way we're going to start to change this is people have to start protesting, and there needs to start to be direct demands on the banks to play a role in fixing the economy, and if they refuse, then it leads exactly to what you're saying, which is if banks are going to, they've cut small business lending, they're not fixing the foreclosure problem, the number is extraordinary in overdraft fees, $32 billion. We feel they're actually standing in the way of economic recovery, which is why today at noon in Washington, we'll be at the Financial Service Roundtable meeting protesting. We're leading up to in Chicago on October 25th through 27th, 3 days of demonstrations at the Bankers Association. We want to start demanding that the banks play a role in fixing it, and if they won't, then the issues you're raising about why in the world are we giving banks money become even sharper.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of taxpayers are asking that question. There's the same question they're asking of health care reform and why are we potentially, and it's not going to happen just yet, but potentially everyone's worried about a bill that simply gives away the store to the insurance companies. All right, we got a question from a caller. Let's take a call here. Rick in Greeley, you're on AM 760 with SEIU's Stephen Lerner.
Thanks very much. Hi, John. This is Rick Silverman up in Greeley, Colorado. Thank you both for this good conversation. What I was hoping you and your guest would go to is this. How do you add up from, say, $800 billion for the TARP to get all the way up to $18 trillion that the taxpayers may be on the hook for? What's the step-by-step incremental addition process to get from that that 800 billion figure up to 18 trillion?
Yeah, it's a very good question. What is the answer to that?
So the answer partly is I have like 10 pages of footnotes in front of me that I can't sort of sort through while on the radio. But the way to think about it conceptually here, you know, actually our number is more modest. The Inspector General actually had at one point said it was 26 trillion. But
the Inspector General, for folks, when you hear that term, that's the government. That's the government's watchdog.
So essentially what you do is you have a whole series of different programs that the government has put money into. And so we don't just have TARP. We have the TLGP. We have TALP. We have HAMP. We have Fannie Mae. We have Freddie Mac. So there's a series of programs that actually are directly, taxpayers directly committed $4.7 trillion on, where you can sort of add up those programs, you know, the AIG bailout, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have the second question, which is what are the things, and this is the number that's more complicated, where we haven't given them the money yet, but we've guaranteed it. We've said that if some, and this is what where people get into the whole moral hazard question, where the government has said that the banks are too big to fail, so if they fail and make a mistake, the taxpayers will cover the difference. So what we can do, if you actually download the report, it walks through it in the footnotes in a lot better detail than I could do now than trying to read the nitty-gritty on it, on how when you add up the specific programs, then you add up the guarantees, and then you add up the things like going to the discount window, that we say it's $17.8 trillion, some people say it's $11 trillion, some people say it's more, whatever the number is, it's far, far more than $700 billion.
Which is really the key here. And I have to ask you this last question. A couple weeks ago, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, the Fed released some numbers saying, oh, look, banks are paying back the money. You know, this shows that what we're doing is working. Meanwhile, you had, for instance, my buddy Matt Taibbi, his piece in Rolling Stone, and his follow-up piece, which walked through how it's a deception first of all, only a few of the banks have paid back some of the TARP money. And secondly, there's this whole situation where you might have banks pay back some of the TARP money, get headlines off that, but not really talk about the other programs that they're benefiting from. I mean, do you think, in your estimation, this is going to deceive the public into this kind of behavior, is going to deceive the public into thinking, hey, it all worked really well?
Well, here's why I don't think it will, and this is the other thing that a report covers, that American families lost $11 trillion in wealth in 2008, that we've lost $6.1 trillion from our homes, 5 million people have lost their jobs, pension funds have lost almost $2 trillion in values. What's happening now is I think people are saying, whoa, so Wall Street's recovering with our subsidies. They're back to their billion-dollar bonuses. Stock market's up. Except in most communities in this country, people are not recovering their wealth. People are losing their homes still. There's another round of foreclosures coming. And we're really caught in a death spiral, in the sense that every time someone gets laid off, it leads to higher foreclosure. Higher foreclosure leads to a drop in property value, which leads to less tax, which leads to cut in services. And so the job now, I think, for all of us who care about this, is to say Wall Street may be recovering, Main Street isn't, and we have to get out and protest and demand and bring these numbers to light. And instead of people sort of saying, well, isn't it great the stock market's up, people need to say we need to start making this work for everybody, not just the guys in Wall Street.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And you can find, folks who are listening can find the study at www.seiu.org. Stephen Lerner of SEIU, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
8:21 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. After the break, we'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Do you think the bailouts worked? Do you see them working in your local community? Where do you come down on the bailout? A lot of conflicting news out there. The Inspector General of the Treasury Department issuing a report today saying that the bailouts worked in the sense of short-term stabilization of Wall Street, but long-term it has put taxpayers on the hook for tens of billions of dollars. This new report suggesting it will be tens of trillions of dollars. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Also, after the break, we'll do our News of the Weird rundown. A lot of really, really weird stories out there today. Italian police arresting or confiscating the crocodile that a major Italian mafia leader keeps in his mansion for, well, you can only imagine. So that's in our News of the Weird
update. To cuddle
update.
With at night, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. That'll be in our News of the Weird update after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a new crash northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Backups to Washington Street. Southbound side also sluggish for us this morning up in North Glenn and Thornton again near downtown after I-70. That's where the heavier jams begin with speeds in the teens and 20s. Also heavy eastbound I-70 from 270 up to Peoria. That's due to an earlier crash that has been cleaned up. We got a few surface street situations, crashes at Mississippi and Peoria, Sable in Arizona, Parker and Iliff, and an auto ped accident at 6th and Colorado. Forecast today, another chilly, wet day with cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, highs going to be in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for
one less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry cleaning station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get complimentary access to Zagat Survey online restaurant ratings and reviews. So you'll always be in the know about the hottest new dining spots, whether you're at home, traveling for business, or on vacation. Plus, indulge your passion for everything gourmet with special dining and wine experiences. Attend dining events, enjoy complimentary wine tastings, and discounts at over 60 Sonoma County wineries. Or join the Visa Signature Wine Club. To get started, go to visa.com/signature. More people go.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripS.com.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
We'll more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa Business helps Dr. J control spending in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Why don't we tighten the labor market? Why don't we take people out of the job market, which will reduce the number of people looking for work, which will drive up the cost of labor. You drive up the cost of labor, you drive up wages. You drive up wages, those people are paying more taxes. They're paying more taxes, they can afford to pay for what? More Social Security. So how do we get people out of the labor market? We say to anybody over 55, if you choose, you can retire on Social Security now.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 26 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin going up into the 60s. Rain in the forecast. Then it gets nice this weekend. Very psyched for the beer festival. Let's do a, before we get back to the phones about the bailout, I just want to do a, our new segment that we're calling, well, I'll come up with a better name, but News of the Weird. Here's our, when you hear this music, you'll know you're going to start getting some weird news. All right. News of the Weird. Italian police seize mafia boss's pet crocodile. AP dispatch from Rome, another mafia's, here's another of the mafia's trademark offers you can't refuse, pay or be eaten by a crocodile. Italy's anti-mafia police unit said Wednesday it had seized a crocodile used by an alleged Naples mob boss to intimidate local businessmen from whom he demanded protection money. Some more news of the weird.
Patient. Let me introduce you to my little friend, Allie the Alligator.
Say hello to my little friend. Yeah, exactly, man. That's like Scarface mixed with Crocodile Dundee. Patients in a vegetative state or minimally conscious states may not be able to speak for themselves or report that they are aware of their surroundings, but some can learn, according to a new study. The results suggest that certain learning tests may help doctors to diagnose patients with these conditions and may indicate how much the patients are likely to recover. Here's some scary news. New DNA evidence reveals that coyotes have bred with wolves in the northeastern United States, turning mice-eating coyotes into much larger animals with hunger for big prey. That's not cool. That's just not cool at all. I love this story. A postal worker who stole more than 3,000 DVDs mailed by Netflix to its customers pleaded guilty yesterday to federal theft charges. So if you're wondering where your Netflix is that you ordered up and it hasn't come,
he's got one hell of a DVD collection.
He has one hell of a DVD collection. I love this story. French women don't get fat. Politicians in France propose airbrush warnings. In France, legislators may slap advertisers with a fine of $54,000 or up to 50% of the cost of an advertisement if they don't disclose that the women in the ads, if they are airbrushed. So they have to disclose the airbrushing. And from the political circus, story on the Huffington Post reports, remember we were talking about drugs and we were also talking about the Patriot Act, you know, as a both as civil liberty, drug legalization and the Patriot
Act.
This
story makes me ill, Dave.
Yeah, it's bad. As a civil liberties issue. But check this out. Only three of the 763 so-called sneak and peek requests under the Patriot Act in fiscal year 2008 involved actual terrorism cases, according to a July 2009 report from the U.S. government's Office of the U.S. Courts. 65% of the cases that used these key Patriot Act provisions were drug cases. So the Patriot Act being used to continue to fight in a ridiculous way, the ever more ridiculous war on drugs. How sad. That is your news of the crazy, news of the weird from the American circus. We'll go back to the phones now. Do you think the bailout worked? We just heard from Stephen Lerner of the Service Employees International Union, their new report saying that taxpayers are now on the hook for up to $17 trillion. Now, there's a whole debate going on if whether the bailout worked or didn't work. The inspector general of the TARP bailout, which is only one piece of the overall bailout, saying that it worked in the short term to stabilize the markets, but taxpayers are almost definitely not going to get back money on our investment. We're probably going to lose, only in the TARP program, tens of billions of dollars. And in the overall bailout, which includes all the subsidized loans that the Fed has been making, we're going to lose, according to the SEIU report, tens of trillions of dollars. Debbie in Westminster. Debbie, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hey there.
Well, I definitely think that the bailout worked due to the fact that we have transferred trillions of dollars more into the wealthy and away from middle-class America and the poor. So if you look at a bigger picture, they probably totally succeeded at that from that angle.
Well, so you mean, I'm assuming that you don't think that's a good thing, what you've just recounted.
It's only good if you happen to be one of the super wealthy people in the world.
Right. So I guess what you're saying is you're making a smart point, which is that, yes, the bailouts have worked if you look at them as constructed specifically to redistribute wealth to very, very rich people and huge multinational corporations. If you
Absolutely.
Believe that that's the way it was constructed, if that's what it was supposed to do, then it worked beautifully.
Exactly. And I actually believe that there's a bigger picture out there, that America is so dumbed down that they don't understand how money works. And we need to educate, I believe, Americans, which is really hard to do against the right-wing media.
Yeah, well, the funniest part about right-wing media, we talked about this yesterday, is that the right-wing media was largely for this bailout, which it now rails on. I mean, that's the craziest part. Glenn Beck, right? Glenn Beck rails on Wall Street. We're giving away too much money to Wall Street. Glenn Beck was on CNN at the moment that the country was debating the bailout a year ago, and he said the bailout is absolutely necessary, and the only problem with it is that it's not big enough. It's not a big enough. We're not giving away enough to Wall Street. And so I think you're right. I think the debate has been so dumbed down. And what really happened, and I think that the banks knew this, was that the debate is so dumbed down and so susceptible to fear that they looked at what happened after 9/11. They said, okay, there was this major crisis, and the politicians were able to use a whole lot of fear to ram through things that absolutely trampled the country, trampled the Constitution, everything from the Iraq War resolution to the Patriot Act. And the banks said, okay, we got this crisis now. This is not good news for us, but we can turn it into a positive by 9/11-izing this financial emergency. That is to say, use this financial emergency to actually enrich ourselves even more than we had been enriched by a deregulated financial system. So you make a very good point, Debbie, that you're right. If you believe that this was constructed not to help people, not to stabilize the broader economy for regular people as it was sold, if you believe it was actually constructed to enrich the people who created the problem, then it worked beautifully. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Errol and Greeley. Errol, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
Good. I'm doing well.
This whole thing is pretty much a setup from the get-go. It's a game plan, and you could follow these people. I've been following them for years. I know exactly what they're going to do. I know what their next move is. You can educate yourself, because I don't have enough time, and your listeners can educate themselves. If you'll allow me to give a website.
Fire away.
It's http://to-the-right/zeitgeist/movie.com/to-the-right. Start reading a couple of books. The most important one you can read, Dave, is Web of Debt. Then you can get The Shock Doctrine. Watch The Endgame, which is, there's a movie, but you don't want the movie. You want the documentary. Watch Flow. Watch The World According to Monsanto. The Corporation. There are a dozen that will explain exactly what's happened, that this is a game plan. I sat down a year and a half before this failure, face-to-face for an hour with Betsy Markey, and I explained to her, our economy is going to fail, and here's why. And it failed 18 months later. I told Barack Obama face-to-face that the people in the working people in this nation were going to suffer terribly if we didn't start passing some regulatory laws. And that's in Senate testimony. And I'm telling you that this thing is not an accident. It is planned. And if you'll educate yourself a little bit, Dave, you'll find out in a big hurry that we've got a lot bigger problem than this simple discussion that you're having.
Oh, you know, I mean, I've read Naomi Klein's book. She's a friend, and I went over a lot of this in my own book, Hostile Takeover. I don't purport to know everything, and you've listed some good information and some good sources there. And so I think we've all got a lot to learn. And I do agree that this is all part of one much bigger plan. However, the only thing I'll add to that is that this was the denouement of that plan, in the sense that $17 trillion is not small change in the short term, obviously, or in the long term. This was the ultimate, the last step in a bigger process, I think. And what's so fascinating about it, and sad, of course, but fascinating from a political sense, is that the banks were able to turn a crisis that they created for themselves into turn it around 180 degrees for themselves. They turned a crisis that they created for themselves and that involved all of us into the greatest payoff to themselves in American and world history. And I think we're only now just realizing how big a problem this is. I mean, the thing that blows my mind is that it took 2 weeks to pass a bill that costs about the same as the health care bill that hasn't passed in a matter of, what is it, 6, 7, 8 months now. That shows you what Congress's priorities are and are not. Errol, thanks so much for the call. 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Crash northbound 25 at Santa Fe. Delays back around Downing Street now, approaching University. That's just going to add as you're trying to get into downtown. You may want to hop off and use one of those surface streets, head Downing up into downtown. Also got some issues on eastbound I-70 from 270 to Peoria as you travel eastbound. Had an earlier crash there, but still really bunched up in Denver out in the elevated portion. Also a auto ped accident, 6th and Colorado. And a couple more surface street accidents, Parker and Iliff, and Sable in Arizona. The forecast, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered rain showers going to happen this morning and afternoon. Look for a high around 58 degrees, currently 46 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Watch an all-new season of Crash, a Starz original series where the constant pursuit of the unattainable make the most unlikely characters collide. Starring Dennis Hopper and Eric Roberts. Tune in for an all-new episode Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on Starz.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you on
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael?
No, Pop, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah? Why are you going to fight Danny Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox 5.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only pay for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Corvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFloyChevrolet.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick.
You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Colorado Outdoor Living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in and see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
$17.8 trillion. That's the new report out sent today saying that that's how much we're on the hook. We, the taxpayers, are on the hook for the bank bailout. Do you think the bailout worked? It's a year later. Do you think it actually succeeded in stabilizing the U.S. economy? Do you think we would all be doing worse if we hadn't passed that bailout? Or do you think we should have waited and put more strings attached on that bailout when you read stories about how none of the practices on Wall Street have ended? Big bonuses still going out. Now they're taxpayer-subsidized bonuses. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM760.
Yeah, I think the question is, it worked, but who did it work for? The lady that was on a little while ago basically said it worked for the wealthy to make sure that our kids paid so that they didn't lose money. But I have a second question, and that is, which wealthy? It's not even the Americans or American rich who profited the most from the bailout. Reason? Remember that the biggest shareholder in Citicorp was a Saudi prince. One of the biggest holders of American securities are the Chinese communists. And that excludes all the sovereign,
Sovereign wealth funds, right.
Yeah, so where did the money go? Basically, some of it came to American rich people, but most of it went to Saudi oil princes, Chinese communists, Russian oil men or Putin. So what this is we have spent or we have mortgaged our children and grandchildren's future in order to make sure that foreign wealthy people didn't lose money.
Yeah, and that part of the discussion has been almost completely missed in the sense that there has been a lot of headlines about bonuses, and rightly so, bonuses being paid to executives in Manhattan, at the same banks caused this crisis. But you're absolutely right. At an even bigger level, even bigger than the bonuses, is that a lot of this money is going. These are multinational corporations, which implicitly means that a lot of the bailout money, whether it's the TARP money or the loans, the subsidized loans from the Fed, a lot of that money has just left the country. It's just gone to the foreign owners of those banks, and there has been no thought about what that really does to your country. Now, I know the argument is, well, look, we've got an open economy. We let other nations and other nations' investors invest in our companies here, so you can't really discriminate against those investors. But you're absolutely right that it was something that should have been considered when we originally passed that bailout, because if there's one thing we do know is that so much of the world economy is tied to the American economy, that if we don't spend more of our money targeted on reviving this economy, then that's not good for anybody. That's not good for anybody at all. Ralph, thanks for the call. Great point. Really appreciate it. John in Denver. John, you're on AM760. Hello, John.
Hey, David. How are you?
All right.
I just, I guess I got to agree with Debbie and, of course, with that guy you were just speaking to. It basically was a Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme on steroids. They stole all the money in the first place, and then we just refunded the whole program for them to do it again.
Yeah, I think I mean, that was the question, I think, at the beginning, right? The question at the beginning was, do you pass this bill, no strings attached, or do you pass it, or do you wait? And Wall Street said, we cannot wait, right? We can't wait. And that, and by the way, that's what they're going to say again, right? The next time there's another bubble that bursts, that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
They're going to say we need more, or we're going to, you know, they're going to hold the gun to the taxpayer's head and say we need more money, or we're going to pull the trigger. And you're right, it's part of a cycle. John, thanks so much for the call. All right, just this off, this is just off the wire from Fox News, and even though it's from Fox News, it is real. Najibullah Zazi will be indicted on a count of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. This is in addition to the charge of making false statements to investigators regarding matters of international or domestic terrorism. The conspiracy charge carries with it a sentence of life in prison. So this is just off the wire that Mr. Zazi is being indicted on a count of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. And I guess they will be in court today to deal with that indictment. But that's going to be breaking news right now. I'm sure it'll be all over the television if it's not already all over the television right now. So Mr. Zazi is going to be indicted on a much bigger count of not just obstruction of justice, effectively, but conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. So this drama continues to unfold. We'll go back to our discussion about the bailout. Do you think the financial bailouts worked? Let's go to Charlie in Boulder County. Charlie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. You know, I've been listening to this morning, and a lot of those callers are pretty correct. And one of the things that I keep hearing about, that maybe they made a mistake. I think it's very well organized, and I think it's organized crime at the highest level possible that we've ever witnessed. And if I can figure this stuff out, and even before they took office, I told my friends that it would be at least $16 trillion upside down by the time they're done. And everybody looked at me with their mouths open going, how do you come up with those numbers? And basically, I went back to the Reagan administration. They were about $8 trillion upside down. I said, these guys have been setting this up for a while. And bingo, there are the numbers.
No, and you were right in the ballpark.
Absolutely.
And I do think that looking, I mean, you know, the term crime, the implication is that what you're doing is illegal. The saddest part about all this was that it was totally legal. So most of what happened, certainly not all, but most of what happened wasn't technically a crime. It was, as David K. Johnson's book is called, it was perfectly legal. But you're right, it certainly was an organized activity. It certainly was. I mean, Naomi Klein, her book, The Shock Doctrine, I mean, the entire bailout was the biggest example of the shock doctrine I think America has ever seen on its own domestic soil. The financial industry sounded the alarm, you know, basically hit the shock button and scared us, a lot of people, and I shouldn't say us because I wasn't one of them, but scared a lot of people into knee-jerk support for the bailout. I mean, I remember in that debate, as it was heating up, every pundit, every writer, left and right, in the major newspapers, saying, "Oh, it's irresponsible to oppose this bailout. It's unacceptable. If you oppose this bailout, you're not serious." And look, I'll agree that the Republicans who voted against the bailout, they weren't voting against the bailout in the Congress, those Republicans, because they don't like giving away money to rich people. They had a political motive. They wanted to embarrass the Democratic Congress, the Democratic congressional leaders. But for whatever motive they had, they were right. They should have voted against this bailout. This bailout has been a travesty. They should have slowed down and at minimum said that if we're going to give away this money, we have to have reform in exchange. We don't have any financial reform at all. The casino is still open. That's the craziest part. We've given away $17 trillion bucks, and the damn casino that created this problem is still wide open. Thanks for the call. 851 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still slow going northbound I-25 due to an earlier accident there around Santa Fe. Seeing the jams back around DU at Downing Street. Also got some surface street crashes. New one at Hamden approaching Chambers in Aurora. Auto ped crash, 6th and Colorado. Also got a couple more, Parker and Iliff and Sable in Arizona. Those two in the cleanup phase. The trip southbound on 25 starting to improve for us. He will tap the brakes there after I-70. Your forecast, another chilly and wet day with cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Obama's not your enemy.
I'm Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino, and we've gone hog wild. The original Break the Bank is back at the Lodge. Here's your chance to pick a piggy bank and let it crash for cash and win up to $1,000. Simply earn 250 points on your Winner's Club card to get an entry into the weekly drawings. Are you next? Come up to the Lodge and play Break the Bank every Wednesday and Friday through October 30th.
Lodge Casino.
The summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Okay, seriously, if you missed it, you gotta stop beating yourself up. We know you're feeling bad. Well, everyone else has been going on and on all week about this new comedy on NBC, the one at the Community College with Joel McHale and Chevy Chase. Lucky for you, tonight's episode of Community is even better. It's real easy to find. It's right after The Office. Just show up at 8, 7 Central with the live SNL Weekend Update and stay right through Jay Leno. So tomorrow, you'll know what everyone's laughing about. New comedy, NBC Tonight.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet and over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Was your roof damaged by wind or hail?
Were you thinking about getting a regular old roof?
What you should get is an insulated roof system that will cut your energy bills up to 40%.
EnergyResearchGroup.org will work with your insurance company to get you an insulated roof system.
They will use infrared to diagnose all energy leaks your home has. They'll install programmable thermostats,
weather stripping around all doors, and install insulation plates on all outside walls.
Call Energy Research Group today to start saving tomorrow.
303-430-7283. That's 303-430-7283.
I'm Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino, and we've gone hog wild. The original Break the Bank is back at the Lodge. Here's your chance to pick a piggy bank and let it crash for cash and win up to $1,000. Simply earn 250 points on your Winner's Club card to get an entry into the weekly drawings. Are you next? Come up to the Lodge and play Break the Bank every Wednesday and Friday through October 30th.
Your first choice for fun.
AM 56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the bailout. After the national news at 9, we're going to check in with Alan Prendergast of Westward, his cover story, Bad Blood, behind the hepatitis C outbreak at Rose Medical Center, what you need to know, and the inside story of what went down at Rose Medical Center. So stick around for that. We'll go back to the phones on the bailout. Dave in Littleton, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I think all that bailout did was just cause a bigger, like, monopoly in all these banks, you know, because, like, all these big banks are just taking over the small banks, and all we're going to have left is just a few big banks.
Yeah, well, you don't have to think that. I mean,
everything.
Yeah, you don't have to think that. That's exactly what's going on. I mean, the Washington Post reported last week that the bailout, if it's done one thing, if we know it's done one thing, it has made the big banks bigger and helped those big banks crush the small players.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, you know, and it's, I don't know, ludicrous that stuff like that's going on, and it's perfectly fine for us to do something like that to get money to rich people. But as soon as you start talking about helping out people in our own country, it becomes socialism.
I know, or it becomes you can't deficit spend. I don't remember anybody saying we couldn't deficit spend when this bailout passed, right? I mean, they bring up all the arguments that don't apply to the bailout whenever it's dealing with spending for regular people. Thanks for the call, Dave. Noah and Thornton. Noah, you're on AM 760.
Hey,
man.
I think this is an issue that's showing just how much everything is intertwined, and at the same time how the conservatives can be partially right but dead wrong and make it worse. I don't know. This is like you've been torpedoed in a boat and somebody's handing you a thimble and telling you that's going to fix the whole problem.
That's absolutely right. I mean, and I don't, you know, honest conservatives. And I don't think most Republican lawmakers in Congress are honest conservatives, but honest conservatives were also against this bailout as well. And I think you're right. It is like a torpedo. And I think we're only learning about the wreckage right now. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to talk about bad blood behind the hepatitis C outbreak at Rose Medical Center. Stick around.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The information. Call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. New and serious charges against the man the government says was a key figure in a possible terrorist attack plot. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr with details of indictments in New York alleging that he conspired to detonate bombs.
The government has told us that he and some unnamed others apparently purchased components that could be used to make homemade explosive devices. And it goes on to say that at one point Zazi checked into a hotel room where FBI swab tests later detected the presence of trace explosives.
The man implicated by the government, Najibullah Zazi. President Obama took another step on the international stage today as he chaired a meeting of the UN Security Council. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
It was historic.
The 6,191st meeting of
the U.S. President has never chaired a Security Council meeting till now. This one passed a resolution to rid the world of nuclear weapons.
The next 12 months will be absolutely critical in determining whether this resolution and our overall efforts to stop the spread and use of nuclear weapons are successful.
But it does not name names like Iran and North Korea.
It is not about singling out individual nations. It is about standing up for the rights of all nations who do live up to their responsibilities.
Live in New York, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's the first and experimental vaccine's been successful in blocking HIV infection, a major development in the decades-old epidemic. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says there are important questions that remain.
The study, as you heard, was performed in heterosexuals. Would similar results be seen in men who have sex with men, or injection drug user, or even in a higher-risk heterosexual population?
Still, Fauci says the outcome of the field trial in Thailand is surprising and pleasing. House Safe for American Homes, the National Center for Healthy Housing, says a study of Census Bureau figures finds one in three homes is likely to have some type of health hazard, whether it's leaking pipes, peeling paint, mold, or rodents.
The data are starting to come in about housing and health connections, so we're seeing dramatic rise in asthma. We still have lead poisoning as a major public health concern.
Senate Director Rebecca Morley, the SPCA in Houston has made one of the largest seizures of animals in memory.
The final number we had was 1,045 animals. There were turtles, finches, parakeets, parrots, lovebirds, chickens, ducks, baby ducks.
The organization's Mira Nandal says most of the animals had no water to drink, and many were crammed into tight cages. Number of Americans filing for first-time jobless benefits dropped for the third straight week. The total continuing to receive benefits also fell, though it remains at 530,000. Economist Nariman Baravesh.
Any number over 500,000 on jobless claims is still in recession territory, but the good news is things are on the mend.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 43 points. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
Are you looking to hire experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers? Then look to Dice.com. For over 17 years, Dice, the number one online technology job board, has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent, or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A Colorado resident suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda reportedly has been indicted by a grand jury in New York. Fox News is reporting that Naji Bulazizi is indicted on charges of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. Zazi and his father, Mohammed, are scheduled to appear in federal court in Denver today to hear charges that they lied to federal investigators about a suspected terror plot. It may not be long before we see picket signs at Colorado supermarkets. Safeway's union workers in Denver have joined their colleagues at King Soopers in rejecting an offer that the grocery chains say is their last. Workers in other cities around the state are still voting on the proposal. Doctors in Breckenridge say the H1N1 flu may be what killed a 13-year-old boy there last week. The Denver Post reports Brian Panetta tested positive for type A flu. Most type A cases are connected to the H1N1 virus. In the meantime, health officials in Fort Collins are looking for as many as 100 people to staff immunization clinics once a swine flu vaccine is available. Larimer County hopes to have a number of clinics open by the end of October. In sports, the Rockies lost to the Padres last night. They now have a four-game wild card lead over both the Giants and the Braves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where you'll have to watch out for some accident-related delays. Northbound I-25 past DU, that following an earlier crash that occurred near Santa Fe. Heavy pockets on 36, especially in those Denver-bound lanes, but no significant delays. Surface Street crashes, Hampton and Chambers, Parker and Iliff, one of them in Aurora at Sable in Arizona. That one's going to be out of your way shortly. And downtown, there's police activity right around 19th and Arapahoe. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. Again, it's going to be another cool day with a high in the upper 40s. Maybe even cracking the 50-degree mark. Currently, we're looking at cloudy skies, and it's 47. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Dudley, the one, the only.
Entertaining.
Shop.
top news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Kacey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who's best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th. Showbiz. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
So psyched. I'm going to be drinking my share of beer. And your share of beer. At the
in
beer.
In 4 ounce curls.
In 4 ounce curls, that's right. And hopefully my liver will be okay with that situation. Speaking of livers, on the line with us now we have Alan Prendergast. He has the cover story in Westward called Bad Blood Behind the Hepatitis C Outbreak at Rose Medical Center. One dope fiend and a system that failed. Alan, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hi, David. How you doing?
Good. Okay, so you have really the sort of the definitive piece here about what happened. Just so we start out on everybody knows where we're coming from on this, just tell us the broad outlines of the story, just to remind folks what happened at Rose Medical Center and when.
Sure. Well, last July, this all broke in the news, that there had been a scrub tech. This is a person who helps, ironically, prepare the operating room for surgery and make sure everything is sterile, who had been fired several months earlier, and for the approximately 6 months that she'd worked there had been stealing drugs. The problem was the drugs were painkillers that were used in surgery, and she was not simply stealing the drugs. She would swap syringes, and the syringe that she gave the patient not only didn't have the painkiller, in other words, it was filled with saline, but it was also, in many cases, infected with hepatitis C because she was reusing needles that she had injected herself with, and she was positive for the hepatitis C virus. So the end result is that in the beginning of July, Rose started notifying close to 5,000 patients who'd had surgery or might have been exposed to this over the course of that period to come in and get tested. And so far, about 75 people have tested positive for hepatitis C. Of those, half, they believe, may be tied to the scrub tech, Kristen Parker, and at least one, they have a DNA sequencing they have to do to positively confirm it, and this is done by the Centers for Disease Control and takes a lot of time. So there's one that's been 100% confirmed or close to 100% with the DNA ratings, and another 30-some that they suspect because they have the same genotype as her virus. So this and this also affects about 1,000 people who were patients at a surgery clinic in Colorado Springs where she went after she was fired from Rose. She's now facing trial. In fact, last I looked, the trial was scheduled to start next week. That may not happen, but this will probably be back in the news soon. And I essentially just wanted to look at, you know, how did she do this? How was she able to pull this off? And what Rose has done since? What sort of lessons can be learned from this about the issue of patient safety with this kind of situation?
Yeah, that was the follow-up question I was going to ask, which is that how confident should people be in going either to Rose or going to, I assume that other hospitals in the area, if not in the nation, saw this story and probably, well, you'd hope, reacted and just took a look at their own internal controls. How has Rose reacted, and have other hospitals around the nation, or at least in the state and in the community, have they reacted with increased vigilance? And what does that really mean? I mean, how can you? I was talking to my brother who's a physician. He's worked at Rose and he's worked at other hospitals around the area, and he was saying, you know, it's really difficult if somebody is intent on doing something like this to actually prevent it.
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean,
this is an exceptional case. There are these hepatitis C outbreaks that have occurred probably more often than people realize from healthcare settings. Really, this is a virus. The only way you can get it is through a dirty needle. At least, unless you had a blood transfusion more than maybe 20 years ago, they started screening it out of the blood supply and other things. And it doesn't happen that often, but it happens often enough that people should be concerned and should ask a lot of questions and look at the way their health care is being delivered. I mean, often it's unusual for it to happen in a large hospital like Rose. I mean, they've had these outbreaks often when people are very careless about syringe disposal and things like that in outpatient clinics. It does take someone who's very deliberate and very calculating, and in this case, I mean, you're talking about someone who is an addict and not really very concerned about other people to have this happen. But there's a surprising number of those people working in healthcare. I mean, not to be alarmist, but this is exactly the kind of thing that I think Rose is now realizing they have to sort of prepare against. It's not just sort of random contamination, but something that might happen because you've got people on staff who are tampering with medications.
Right. Now, let's be fair. I mean, there's a lot of folks out in whatever line of work who have drug addiction problems. You're not saying that there's a disproportionately high number of people in the healthcare industry who
No, percentage-wise, in fact, I think if you look at them versus other professions, it's actually a little bit lower than some other professions. My point is that if you have these kinds of problems. I mean, the hospitals are the natural place for somebody to work who's,
right,
you know, addicted to incredibly powerful opioids.
Right, right. They're available.
It's an absolute fantasy land for them. And we've had a number of cases like this across the Front Range in the last few years. So, I mean, the problem is growing. It isn't that the field is any, you know, more full of addicts. It's just that it's one place where it's going to rise up because of the supply is there.
What has Rose done? And again, we're talking to Alan Prendergast, his new article, Bad Blood Behind the Hepatitis C Outbreak at Rose Medical Center, One Dope Fiend and a System That Failed. You can find it at www.westward.com. It's on the cover of this week's Westward. What has Rose specifically done in the wake of this?
Well, they've done a few things. They certainly have gone back in terms of looking at their own training. They're trying to get to managers and ultimately to staff to try to look more closely at how do we spot people who are diverting drugs. I mean, I think they've tried to look at their medication security procedures, but that's a little trickier because they already had these pretty sophisticated drug dispensing machines in every operating room, and only the anesthesiologist can operate it. What they hadn't counted on was somebody simply swapping the syringes at the point of delivery. So wait till somebody's back is turned and swipe the drugs right then. I don't know how you prevent that unless you have like an ongoing video record of everything that happens in the operating room.
Well, my brother had said
tamper-resistant syringes. There's a task force now.
And my brother had said that maybe one thing you could do, although maybe it would become cumbersome, is some sort of buddy system. You know, like there's always got to be two people doing.
Yeah, well, they do that to some degree already. I mean, when these drugs are disposed of after an operation, there have to be several witnesses and people who sign off and say, okay, I saw these drugs be disposed of properly, so that there isn't any question that anything left over for an operation was being stolen. I mean, they could probably have something like that, but I don't know how you watch people every second in the operating room. It is a problem. And I think to give Rose some credit, I mean, I think they're trying to wrestle with something that just hadn't been contemplated, that it would be, you know, someone in the operating room who really doesn't care about infecting patients with a potentially deadly virus.
Well, I've got to ask, is this an unprecedented case, or have there been other cases?
Well, there have been other cases. There was a case up in Boulder, and it wasn't clear that this guy was reusing the syringes, but he stole a lot of fentanyl. The hospital did voluntary testing of people. They let people know that he'd been tested for everything, and they were trying to figure out if there were any possible diseases that had been spread that way. There had been, as I said, more random outbreaks. There was a case in Nebraska a few years ago with a small clinic where some employee was just reusing syringes, and it ended up with a massive number of hepatitis C cases.
I mean, what is a patient supposed to do, right? I mean, people are going to get sick. I don't think, I mean, unless you disagree, I don't think this was necessarily Well, I'll just ask it. Do you think this was a problem specifically of Rose where Rose was doing something different and worse than other hospitals may have been doing? Or was this just a situation where somebody happened to be at Rose where this happened? And if that's the case, if it's not a problem isolated to Rose, what's the typical patient supposed to do when they hear about this story? I mean, how are you supposed to react as if you're just a healthcare consumer?
I think that's a really good question. I'm not sure there is an easy answer. Again, I don't want to be alarmist. It's not like your chances of this are, routine. It's going to happen in certain places, and I think Rose is no more vulnerable than another place. I think one thing that we haven't mentioned that you might want to look at when you choose your healthcare providers, if you have a choice, is how well they screen their own employees. Certainly in hindsight, there are some things Rose could have done or might have done that might have detected that this woman had a history of drug use. Certainly she was pretty open on her Facebook page about this. These are not things that employers usually check as a matter of background checks, but maybe they should in very sensitive areas. They knew when they hired her, they tested her for hepatitis C. They knew she was positive. That would suggest, again, in most cases, the only way you get hepatitis C, it's largely confined to intravenous drug users and bad amateur tattoos. And, there's a certain lifestyle that goes with this that may not be the best for someone who's going to be around painkillers.
Yeah, well, and again, I just want to be clear. You're in your reporting, you haven't found that Rose was doing something particularly negligent that other hospitals were doing.
No, I certainly think that Rose has a good reputation here. I don't think that they were. I just think they had a blind area, and I think a lot of hospitals do, with regard to the type of addicted predatory employee who would do this. And there, I went through some incidents in the story. I mean, people can read it online about. Opportunities perhaps where they should have looked more closely at what she was doing before they ultimately fired her. I mean, to their credit, employees did report her when they saw suspicious behavior. She was suspended once, and then a few weeks later she was caught again in some place that she shouldn't have been and flunked a drug test and was fired.
Do you think this will have a ripple effect on the entire hospital industry?
Well, I think it will. I think one of the stronger things that comes out of this is what happened after she was fired from Rose. She managed to get another job within 2 weeks and asked that employer not to contact her previous employer. I just don't see hospitals agreeing to do that very readily, given what happened here.
Right, because this, as you said, was a really, if you can pin this on anything, it is a first and foremost an issue of employee screening, and not to be paranoid that everybody who works in a hospital is a bad person. That's not, nobody's saying that, but I think you that's the core first line of defense that you identify in this story. Again, the story is Bad Blood Behind the Hepatitis C Outbreak at Rose Medical Center, One Dope Fiend and a System That Failed. It's the entire inside story of what went down at Rose Medical Center with that big hepatitis C outbreak. It's a fantastic story by Alan Pendergast in Westword. It's on the cover of Westword this week. You can find it online, www.westword.com. Alan, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, David.
9:19 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up into the 60s today. It says rain in the forecast, but the sun is peeking out, which is good news, which means my mood is getting a little better, even after that disturbing report from Alan.
It does look nice out there.
It does. It does. A little. It's
relief. Looks like it's on the way.
Much more autumn than winter. I'm not ready for winter just yet. I am ready for Beer Fest. Can't wait to
be there.
Huge
weekend.
I know, it's going to be, I'm really
Can
psyched.
We mention that I'll be filling in for you on Monday?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, John Turk.
Yeah, I'll be here from 7 to 10 on Monday morning.
Captain Turk in on Monday morning for me. I've got, I'll be out. And after the break, here's what we'll do. We'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and we'll open it up to two topics, the bailout, and we'll do a healthcare topic as well, so stick around for that. I'll also fill you in on this story off the wire. You may have heard about it in the national news. We'll take a little closer look at it about potentially a new development in creating a real working AIDS vaccine. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Mr. Sirota. Still working this crash, northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. The backups, though, started to decrease a little bit for us. Now they're going to kick in at Washington Street, where it is stop and go. Also have some police activity, 19th and Arapahoe downtown, and an accident on Hamden as you approach Chambers in Aurora. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered rain showers. Look for a high around 58 degrees, currently 49 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
FreeWayUnion.com.
Where do people go for the best prices on over...
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It's nice to have some car.
Quiet! Back from the dead!
All new Bones and Fringe, Fox Thursday. You'll never guess what happens.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million! And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
All right, we're going to take a time out here and play an update day just off the... out of our newsroom here, an update, a news update from Robin Hart about this breaking news story about the terrorism investigation, the Zazi investigation. Here's a dispatch from Robin Hart.
Terror suspect Najee Bouazizi has been indicted on a charge of trying to detonate bombs in the United States. I'm Robin Hart. Zazi is to appear in court in Denver on account of lying to terrorism investigators. This new charge of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction was filed in New York, and authorities plan to transfer him to the federal court in Brooklyn to face this new charge. Zazi's father and a man from Queens have also been charged with lying to investigators in the case. Again, terror suspect Najee Bouazizi has been indicted on a charge of trying to detonate bombs in the United States and will be taken to Brooklyn to face this new charge. I'm Robin Hart.
So that was the dispatch just breaking right now in that terrorism investigation. I wanted to also fill you in a couple other stories that we haven't hit this morning that are pretty important. First and foremost, there has been a breakthrough on an AIDS vaccine. This is off the New York Times today, just now. A new AIDS vaccine tested on more than 16,000 volunteers in Thailand has protected a significant minority against infection, the first time any vaccine against the disease has even partly succeeded in a clinical trial. Scientists said they were delighted but puzzled by the result. The vaccine, a combination of two genetically engineered vaccines, neither of which had worked in humans before, protected too few people to be declared an unqualified success, but clearly a step forward, or at least a potential step forward. Also, this is an interesting poll just off the wire. Nearly 8 out of 10 Americans would oppose any plan to spend tax dollars to aid failing newspapers. That's according to a poll on news media trustworthiness released yesterday. The reluctance might have something to do with the fact that 38.1% of respondents to the poll by Sacred Heart University said they're reading newspapers less often than they were 5 years ago, or the fact that nearly half, 45%, said they think the internet is, quote, adequately covering for failing newspapers. Just 35.6% disagreed with that statement. So if there was going to be a taxpayer-funded newspaper bailout, and that had been floated on Capitol Hill, and I think it's a controversial idea, I think newspapers have to be wary about something like that. But if there was going to be that, this is the first piece of data to suggest that the public at large would not, at least initially, be all that happy with it. Not that that has prevented public policy from being legislated before, but clearly those numbers are pretty steep. We're going to go back to the phones now. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. The open question, do you think the bailouts, the federal bank bailouts, have worked to help the economy? A mixed report out today says that it, from the Inspector General, says that the bailout helped stabilize the economy in the short term, but has put taxpayers on the hook for tens of billions of dollars over the long term, and that when you couple those bailout, those direct infusions of cash in the TARP bailout, with what we're handing out through the subsidized loans from the Fed, we're going to be on the hook for tens of trillions of dollars. Do you think it was worth it? 303-713-7600. And we just heard from Alan Prendergast of Westward, his new cover story, Bad Blood, Behind the Hepatitis C Outbreak at Rose Medical Center, One Dope Fiend and a System That Failed. Are you afraid to go to a hospital when you hear about a hepatitis C outbreak like the one that happened at Rose Medical Center? That was not a random outbreak, not one that happened because of what you might call medical randomness or even medical error. It was a situation where a technician at the hospital was a drug addict and was sneaking in syringes, effectively, or replacing syringes secretly that she was using for intravenous drugs, and she was a carrier of hepatitis C, and the hospital was using, because she was obviously a part of the process, of the surgical process there, the hospital was using those dirty needles unbeknownst to the hospital. Does that make you nervous about going to a hospital? Or do you think that the headlines about this problem, about this story, probably made hospitals in the area, and at least in the city, certainly tighten their internal controls? Of course, we talked to Alan Prendergast, and he said, you know, it's hard to know how you can tighten controls on this. If somebody is deliberately deceiving other hospital employees, what can you really do?
And I don't know how they could caught her quickly on this one. I don't know. It seemed like she was deceiving everybody.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, there are ways to stop a random outbreak, an outbreak because of, a hospital is a place with a lot of diseases in it. It's a lot harder to stop somebody who's intent, right? Who's calculated, somebody who's got a scheme. And so I just wonder if that makes people nervous to go to the hospital.
Makes me leery, man. There's two places I try to avoid, because you're going to get sick. Number one is my kid's school. and hospitals. I'm always kind of squeamish going into hospitals, and you know, when you go in and visit somebody, what do you always do when you leave, man? You sanitize those hands.
You're making yourself out to be quite a parent. You avoid your kid's school. I'm calling social services on you, Jerk.
I've been to my kids' schools many times, but you know what I'm saying? It's just I'm going to be like Jack Nicholson was in As Good as It Gets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, where it's like I'm going to have a tissue to turn a door handle.
Yeah, well, you know,
But I wash my hands at least 40, 50 times a day, Dave.
When you say that, the tissue to turn to the door handle, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm always in here because it's cold in this studio. I'm always in here with a sweatsuit jacket and long sleeves, and I typically don't touch the buttons on the elevator. I don't like to touch
You use your elbow, don't you?
I use my elbow, and you know, it's
very neurotic.
It's totally and completely neurotic.
But I'm the same way, man. And I try to teach my kids, like, you know, when I go into a bathroom, and it's funny, my kids are the same way. Even at 4 and 5, my boys, when they go into and using a urinal in a bathroom, they basically, you know, they'll flush the toilet, they'll go wash their hands with soap, and then they grab a couple tissues to make sure to open the door with the tissue.
No,
you cannot open a bathroom door with your bare hands.
You can't. You cannot. And it freaks me out. My brother, who works in a hospital, he was the one who I saw doing this. This was years ago, and it was the first time I was like, oh wow, my brother who works in a hospital is doing that, then he knows something that I probably should know. And it gets you thinking. And this story about this hepatitis C outbreak, I mean, you're right. A hospital is already a scary place. But you know, the problem is that you don't want to demonize people who work in a hospital. You don't want to create a panic. I mean, 99.9% of people who work in hospitals, they're doing good work. You know, and they're doing the right thing. Probably more than 99.9% of people. But when you hear a story like this about the hepatitis C outbreak, it's got to make you scared. So that's the open question. Two open questions in the last half hour of the show. Do you think the bailouts are working? A new study out saying yes and no. Yes in the short term. Likely no in the long term. What do you think? Do you think we would have been in an apocalypse right now if we hadn't passed those bank bailouts? And when you hear about this Westward story and the inside story of the hepatitis C outbreak at Rose Medical Center, does that make you nervous about the safety of the healthcare system? I know we've been talking a lot about health insurance and healthcare coverage, but does an outbreak like this, a story like this, make you nervous about the idea maybe that you're going to get sick when you go to the doctor? By going to the doctor or by going to the hospital. 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. 303-713-7600. After the break, before we get to the phones, I'll play you a quick clip of really maybe, and I know this is saying a lot, but maybe the craziest thing I've ever heard from Rush Limbaugh. And again, I know that's saying a whole lot, but we're going to play you a clip from maybe the craziest thing I've ever heard from Rush Limbaugh, also sprinkled in with a little Glenn Beck. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, this crash in northbound I-25 Santa Fe still there on the radar, causing some backups to around Washington Street. It's been there for about 90 minutes, almost 2 hours, but still a problem for us trying to get into downtown after the Narrows. Also, police activity at 19th and Arapahoe, and just cleared that crash Hamden at Chambers. Your forecast today, another chilly and wet day with cloudy skies, scattered rain showers. High is just going to be in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Watch an all-new season of Crash, a Starz original series where the constant pursuit of the unattainable make the most unlikely characters collide. Starring Dennis Hopper and Eric Roberts. Tune in for an all-new episode Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on Starz.
Before you head out to Blackhawk, head over to
Fox Friday. Future Hall of Famer Michael Strahan stars as a football star who's fallen on hard times.
Is that true, Michael?
No, Pop, I'm fine.
Hell yeah, why are you going to fight Danny Bonaducci for $10,000?
But when everything falls apart around you, it's family that sticks together.
The only thing I own is this house.
Well, now, technically, you signed that over to us, but that's not important right now.
It's the premiere of Brothers, a new comedy, followed by the season premiere of Dollhouse, only on the new Fox Friday.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, kids. There are things you can do to stay safe from the flu. Wash your hands with soap and water long enough to sing the Happy Birthday song twice, or use an alcohol-based hand cleaner. Cough or sneeze into a tissue, or use your elbow or shoulder, not your hands. Stay away from sick people so they don't give you their germs and make you sick. If you don't feel well, tell an adult right away. You might have to stay home for a while so you don't make others sick.
A message from the Colorado Health Department.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
This is the most ridiculous story I've ever seen, the most ridiculous headline I've ever seen. This is just off the NBC wire. Rescue team uses saw to free trapped penis. I'm going to read that headline again. Rescue team uses saw to free trapped penis. Sparks fly when a trapped penis is freed from a dumbbell ring. It's unlikely anybody on the Costa Mesa Fire Department's urban search and rescue team signed up for this. The highly trained team usually responds to calls involving people trapped in structures and vehicles. On Tuesday, squad members responded to a trapped penis. In an ill-conceived attempt to increase the size of his member, a man placed his penis through the, quote, hole of a steel ring-shaped dumbbell weight fastener. Oh, God. According to the Daily Pilot. They said his comment was, "This will make me the chief of my tribe," Costa Mesa Police Chief Scott Broussard told the pilot. It did. If becoming chief of the tribe means restricting blood flow and causing one's penis to swell to the point that the device cannot be removed. When he arrived at Hogue Memorial Hospital in Newport Beach, doctors tried to convince the man he needed immediate treatment. That's when the multi-skilled urban search and rescue team and surgical saw came in. Exactly. I mean, really don't want any kind of saw near any kind of thing near that area. Really not okay. Now, as promised, we're going to hit the phones in a second, but I just want to play you, before we get to the phones, perhaps the craziest thing I have ever heard from Rush Limbaugh. And I know that's saying a lot. Not the most racist, not the most offensive, just the straight up craziest. Here is the Media Matters Minute with Rush Limbaugh.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Conservative leader Rush Limbaugh reacts to President Obama's speech before the United Nations by declaring, not only is the president anti-Semitic, but he's surrendered our country to global powers.
The Israelis, the Jews, they stink too, according to Obama. And I don't know how many Americans he is actually speaking for in this dreadfully frightening and scary speech today. He's going to deliver the United States into a new era where it is cool to hate us, cool to rip us, and he's going to show the rest of the world how to rip us and how to tear us apart.
But the most outrageous comment of the day goes to Glenn Beck, who had this to say of President Obama and the progressive movement.
George Bush was a progressive. The country may not survive Barack Obama. If he does fundamentally transform America, we're done.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
I mean, I really don't even know how to respond to that. I mean, that's just the craziest thing I've ever heard, both of them. It's just not normal. I mean, it's just not, it's not salient. It's not germane to anything. It's like the rantings and ravings of people who are beyond deranged. I mean, that's just straight up crazy. Both of them. George Bush was a progressive. Barack Obama, his UN speech was anti-Semitic. I mean, that's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. And what's frightening is that they have millions of listeners who think that they're telling them the truth. I mean, that stuff is just straight up crazy. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now. Do you think the bailouts worked, the financial bailouts? What do you think in your community? Do you see it working? And does this new Westward story on giving you the inside story of the hepatitis C outbreak at Rose Medical Center, does that make you nervous to go to the doctor, to go to the hospital? 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Kathy in Elbert County. Kathy, you're on AM760.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch the Michael Moore interview on Larry King last night?
I saw a piece of it, yes.
He made some really interesting points, and one of them stuck out for me was that he mentioned about the pension funds that had been ruined by the banks, the failure of the banks, and It's why are they allowed to take their bonuses, or the CEO bonuses, when these pension funds have not been restored? Shouldn't there be some penalty or some way to funnel that money back to the pension funds?
Well, you're absolutely right, and unfortunately, that was not the way. The bailout was designed, let's not forget, and we haven't even mentioned this, the bailout was designed by former banking industry executives, right? Henry Paulson was the Treasury Secretary under George Bush, formerly the head of Goldman Sachs. Tim Geithner was one of the architects of the bailout at the New York Fed. He was in the banking industry at that point, working for the New York Fed. Now he's the Treasury Secretary. So clearly, the concerns of pension funds, for instance, like the concerns for regular people, were less on the minds of the people who constructed this bailout than the banks, in part because the people who constructed this bailout came out of the banking industry. Thanks for the call. Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM760.
Good morning, Dave. I've got a comment on the Rush Limbaugh before I say anything about the hepatitis C deal. You know, I mean, it proves over and over and over we have no media. And that's why they keep calling it the liberal media. And if you listen to Limbaugh or Beck or Hannity or any of the guys, they always talk about the liberal media to remind everybody that it's just the opposite with their Machiavellian speak. I mean, they can say whatever they want and totally get away with it. The media says nothing, never calls them into.
Well, it's the big lie theory, right? It's the the big lie theory is if you tell, the bigger the lie you tell, the more outrageous the lie you tell, the more salience it has, and it's because people don't believe it. There's a human tendency to not believe that somebody could tell such a big lie. In other words, the more outrageous a lie I tell, there's this weird human situation, I think, which says, well, you know, he couldn't be saying that outrageous thing that he just said. That couldn't be a lie because if it was a lie, he'd be so unbelievably dishonest. So it has to be true.
Sure. It goes back to you know, the idea that what Newt Gingrich said, you know, about throwing so much mud against the wall and so much of it'll stick. And the problem of it is there's nobody really there other than Media Matters and you guys, you know, to keep them in line. And there's so many people. I talk to a lot of liberals. It amazes me because I mention AM 760 every time I talk. And they're like, who are they? And I'm like, you don't know. You don't listen to it. That's how you'll learn something.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's part of the challenge for us on AM 760 and anybody in progressive media is simply getting the word out there. I mean, the media is so dominated by the right that it's hard even just to get the word out there.
Sure. Well, this group thinks that they have to listen to NPR. They don't find anything. But I want to talk about that hepatitis C thing real quick.
Sure.
And here's the huge deal with that. Dave, I remember when I first read that, I was in a gas station convenience store, and I talked to the clerk right after I said that, and she says, well, what do you think's the big deal here? I says, here's the big deal, not the hepatitis C, here's the big deal. She got hired, they tell her that she possibly has this. Now, she's going to be working with people in a hospital. She's not like, you know, shuffling papers or she's a janitor or something like that. She has complete contact with people in a way that she could transmit this. And guess what, Dave? She has no health care. That's just amazing. A hospital worker in a sensitive position like that, and she's not even offered health care. She's told to go to a free clinic in Longmont, which she doesn't do. And that's the tragedy in this country. I mean, we should exploit the heck out of that story because it just proves to everyone that our caregivers, so many of them, they're not even given or can't even afford health care. I mean, she leaves one health clinic, where was it, New York or somewhere, where she might have, she didn't contact it there, but it's through her, you know, dangerous activities that she was doing with needles that she got it, but why wasn't she cured at the last place that she worked? Well, she probably didn't have health insurance there. So
yeah, well, I mean, clearly all of these issues are interconnected, and you're right. There are health care workers who don't themselves have health care, and there were controls, and that's part of the system of controls that might have caught and identified this person and their problem before it ever became a bigger problem for everybody else. You're absolutely right. And, Kevin, really appreciate the call, and really appreciate you getting the word out about AM 760. Really appreciate it. Marcus in Denver, you're on AM 760. Marcus.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank you for being on the air because I began listening to 6:30 a.m., and I think I got road rage from listening to them. I wanted to beat up people and everything. And I work in the mental health field, and I really feel that those listeners that are really in tune with Rush Limbaugh's and all that, they're going to end up doing something crazy. And I really want to know what I can do to help to get the word out, especially working in the community like I do.
Well, listen, I mean, the way to get the word out about progressive media is to tell everybody you know. I mean, it's word of mouth more than anything. And so if folks want to help us get the message out about what we talk about and what we report on here, the best thing you can do is just direct people to our website, tell them about our show that runs 7 to 10 a.m. here on AM 760. Just tell them about the station and that it's out here. I mean, that's the challenge for us. We haven't been around all that long. I mean, what does it do? What does it take? Five years, right? AM 760 has been around for 5 years, and that's not a long time in a radio industry, especially one like Denver where you've got let's just say, much more conservative stations that have been around for decades and decades and decades. So I really appreciate you weighing in here and getting the word out. And if everybody can send an email to five people just letting them know about the show, that would be hugely helpful. You said you work in the healthcare field?
I work in the mental health field. I'm actually a home-based mental health therapist.
Yeah, I mean, how is the economy treating the industry you work in now?
Well, you know, it's interesting you asked me that because I was listening to you yesterday and talking about all the cuts and tax breaks people are getting, and they're actually slashing our field hugely. They're cutting beds in mental health hospitals, they're cutting services left and right in social services, and I don't understand it. It's really making me frustrated, and I don't know what to do to help these people because they're all suffering.
Yeah, it's a bad scene, man. I mean, it's a really, really bad scene. And, you know, we got two pieces of news over the last day. One, Governor Ritter is not going to consider even any kind of tax reform to deal with our state budget crisis, which of course hits many of those services. And two, then we get a story today saying that actually our taxes here in Colorado are among the lowest in the nation. So when you put those two pieces together, it's almost like our leaders, our political establishment, is helping create the very problems that they are lamenting. We have the lowest, some of the lowest taxes, and yet a political leadership that won't look at tax reform to raise the revenues to shore up mental health services, social services that are clearly suffering now. Hey, Marcus, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for taking the time this morning. 950 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Do you think the bailouts worked? That's the first question. New report out about the bailout saying it. Some of it worked, some of it didn't work. What do you think? Has it helped the economy? And then are you afraid to go to the hospital? Did the hepatitis C outbreak at Rose Medical Center, did that make you rethink your own healthcare decisions? 303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines. We'll take as many calls as we can after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, you know, I'm going to bring this up. I think what might be the most difficult job in the world,
the most,
being like a custodian at a hospital.
That is one
and
of the toughest jobs.
Every time I'm at a hospital and I see the custodians working there, I feel for them.
Yeah, man.
I mean, thank you so much for taking, you know, the risk to try to earn a buck and clean up all that nasty mess.
Yeah, and nasty,
you know?
And at times dangerous.
I just feel, every time I'm in a hospital and I see a custodian, I'm really humbled.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's why you don't want to turn this story into a bashing of the rank and file folks who do the work every day in hospitals. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this is one of those issues that you can't fearmonger about, but I think you need to ask real questions about.
Yeah. All right. So sorry, I just had to throw that out there because every time I see one, I really feel for you. Anyway, traffic around town improved for us. That crash northbound I-25 is gone. Just some heavy volumes there as you make your way around DU, around the bridges at Washington Street. No problems on the southbound side coming in from Thornton and North Glen. And speeds in the 50s and 60s on 225 between 70 and the Tech Center. No problems on C-470 around the Front Range in Littleton all the way across Highlands Ranch, showing speeds in the 60s too. So a pretty quick recovery this morning. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and cool. Scattered rain showers in the morning and afternoon. Look for a high around 58 degrees. Right now, 50 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Have you missed the mortgage payment or are you about to? You have options. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers, a Coldwell banker. Jeff says people get foreclosed because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Today for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go back to the phones. Michael in Denver, you're on AM 760. Michael.
Morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Hey, I know the subject's talking about Hep C and our health care and the bank bailout, but I've been curious since I heard about it, our former co-president, Dick Cheney, getting his elective surgery, what his out-of-pocket expenses were for that, because I know... When I had health insurance, if I wanted to do something elective, it was pretty expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the bill for Dick Cheney. One thing we can be certain of is that with his Halliburton salary safely in place, and with his fat government pension that he got from serving, you know, he was the guy who railed on big government, who served most of his life in big government. He's going to be just fine. But you're right. It's a compelling point you make, which is that the very people who rail on big government are the oftentimes some of the biggest beneficiaries of that. Bill Moyers actually made that point in regards to Dick Armey, who has been leading these anti-healthcare fights, that Dick Armey has spent most of his life in the care of government healthcare. Michael, thanks so much for the call. Ilona, is that how I say it? Ilona from Lafayette.
Right.
You're our last call of the day. What's up?
Okay. Hi. I wanted to mention something that I found that the public is really ignorant of, and that all of that talk about end-of-life discussions with patients, doctors, there is actually a federal law that says that when people are admitted to hospitals that they need to be shown by the nurse advanced care directives and asked whether they have them or not. And that includes a living will, a power of attorney for people's finances.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the idea that there are some regulations in there, and that the whole death panel nonsense, you're right, was a lot of nonsense. Thanks for the call. Sorry I had to cut it short. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
8330 now.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KK's